So, how are we doing out there in radio land? What is that noise? Where is that coming from?
It's like a live remix.
I would like to know exactly what's going on here.
You're going to look mighty funny if your hips are still on
backwards. How are we doing out there in Radio Land?
Okay, we're all.
Can you hear us?
We're all fucking.
Are we looping? Seems fine on this end.
Are we looping?
Are we looping? So, well, how are we doing out there in Radio Land? What is that noise? Where is that coming from?
I am completely at a loss as to how a device that causes people to have orgasms can be used as a device of evil. Okay, I'm sorry.
Give me any device I can turn it to evil.
Typically, the in is shut. It'll automatically divert on its own after about a week and a half. That part was the best.
That defies my logic as well.
Independent solo experience. You sit there and you watch it by yourself.
Do you really want to be in a room with a bunch of horny guys?
Come over, John's got the latest fucking sweat me up balls liquor.
It is hard being in my line of work and doing what I do. I'm very good at doing very bad things, but eventually you learn to cope with the stress.
But I know of an individual who has a pacemaker, went into the hospital to make their appointment to get the battery changed. And they scheduled the appointment
good idea.
For a few months past the expiry date of the battery.
What?
Yeah, and they say, oh, there's a safety margin built in. You should be fine.
No.
Yeah, drive down the case.
I don't think so.
No. Pacemaker put in.
Whatever.
Why does he always have to be the rationalist?
I'm not the rational one.
That's a very disturbing thought. Yes. Call us the rationalist.
Well,
he was dead. He was dead at his desk for five fucking days. Hi.
Nice company.
And they didn't notice.
No.
Holy fuck, get me that job.
Yeah, Clarence, it's good I caught you. It seems everyone else has left. So I'm afraid you're going to have to work late on Sunday night.
What the hell is on Sunday nights, Clarence? You know you can't work then.
I can't work Sunday night.
I'm afraid you're going to have to. We have the Parsons Project due on Monday morning.
He's getting in the way of what the hell, Clarence.
No, no, Mother, not again.
Who are you talking to? Who's Mother?
He knows too much, Clarence.
He's my friend. He wants to talk to you.
He does? Where is he?
He's over here. He's visiting me in my cubicle right now.
There's no one here. Why do you have a shovel in your cubicle?
What do you mean? I'm right here.
Oh, God, Mother, no!
Sunday night, and you're listening to the What the Hell Show on Reddit Radio with your host, Sumerian. If you
John,
like the show,
I see you and
email everyone you know about it. Now it's time for us to spread the virus on What the Hell.
Greetings once again.
I'm wearing the headphones today.
Oh, these are headphones.
Wow.
Very sexy. Where's
Private Drexel?
It makes you more alluring wearing those headphones.
Am I more sexy?
I will be more sexy than
I was last night with my leopard print jacket and my Copacabana shirt doing spoken word.
Oh, you couldn't be more sexier than last night.
That was pretty sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I have to admit, I was pretty sexy. You know what I was going to wear? It's actually, I was sitting there, I was wearing a t-shirt, my 2600 t-shirt, and shorts. And to honor 200% Sexy Projectile Vomit Man, I was going to wear a bathrobe. and shorts and a t-shirt.
That would have worked as well.
And, like, just have, like, a martini or a white Russian perpetually going, which is, you know, the drink
of
choice.
Dude, that would have been perfect.
You know what? When we get our car, because we're going to start doing cult films, and I'm sure everyone now, oh, my God, they're starting to do cult films? What?
Cult films!
Oh, my God. You know, it's going to wind up, you know, hitting me like two tons of shit. My email right now is stacking. Incidentally, I don't check my email
on the weekends. You need more things to do.
I don't check email on the weekends, so don't even bother sending it to me, because I quit.
So you get the email whenever you want? Yeah. They can send it whenever they want. Now, you can get it on Monday,
well, no,
wherever
pretty,
you
pretty
feel
much
like.
Just for cult stuff, because I forwarded all my
emails. You won't
emails.
Be answering it on the weekend.
Yeah, I try to. I've been answering my emails more in the last couple of weeks because I've like actually been able to. You know, I think I look at my email like 13th warrior. You know, that's me answering email. Do not worry, Sean. There are more. You know, that's my fucking world. You know, you fight them back. They stop coming. Why did they stop? That's my email world. So whatever. Anyway, so I just don't bother trying to fuck with it on the weekend. Because otherwise I'll go insane. Must prevent personal burnout.
You've got to have some time for yourself.
What time for myself? I have to have time for other people.
You need some me time, Sean.
I need some me time. My me time.
It's like those Calgon ads where you have like a moment for yourself.
The only kind of Calgon I'm interested in is the kind that uses my fucking toilet paper while no one's at Geeks or Us. That's my me time. Thank you very much. I'm just Sylvia Saint me, and that's it. Thankfully, I'm also aware that my wife does no longer listen to the show.
You've been so turned off by the show.
Oh, wait a minute. Calgon isn't hand lotion, is it? That's that bubble bath.
No.
And they're like, Calgon?
Calgon, take me away and get me the hell away from Sean!
I can just say that. You know, Ronan Medic shows up at Geeks. There I am in a big bubble tub in the back. Hi, I wasn't expecting you for another hour.
Wrong place.
I'm not seeing this. The music is not playing. Ron Jeremy is not here. Slam. You know, it's just bad.
And they're thinking in their head, I'll knock next time.
And they're like, oh, God. And for the rest of their lives, they will spend the rest of this life wondering if men in washrooms are enjoying pleasures that they will never understand.
Don't get that reference.
What's that? Oh, Ronan, or PVM, if you would please allude him as to that reference.
What he just said. You haven't been paying attention. There's
George Michael.
That was from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Oh, okay. So, yes. I see.
Fear and Loathing, because this guy goes, what's the trouble, buddy?
He's like,
and he goes, I had this white stuff on my sweater. It's LSD. And then they go into this, and the guy's like licking the acid off his arm.
The other guy walks in and
sees this
licking.
Fucking hippie licking shit off of his hand. Completely twisted.
The big fat guy, Sean and I just found out recently, was Benicio del Toro.
I told you, and you could.
I knew that.
We both found out just recently.
I knew that was del Toro.
Wow, is that guy ever a versatile actor?
That guy's like,
oh my God.
That guy's like
he put on 45 pounds for that role.
He put on more than 45 pounds.
No,
that's what they said.
He's not a big guy.
No, he's
normally.
Not. Like, he lost. Can you hear me in the back? Okay, hello.
Hello.
That's fucking awesome. Give me the keys, you fucking cock talking. That's awesome. Fuck, I love that guy.
Usual Suspects.
Usual
reference.
Suspects. That's
have
amazing.
You seen Way of the Gun with him yet?
No.
Is that one to see?
Oh,
we will rent that then.
It's all good.
Well, not only that, me and PBM both loved it because there's a line in it with James Caan who comes up to him.
James Caan is. I'm sorry, I'm shitty with actors.
I know that
what
name.
Lines I can remember forever.
James Caan is like an old actor. He used to be a tough guy back in the day of like Steve McQueen.
James Caan. I probably recognize him.
Yeah.
Sonny in the original Godfather.
Okay, no.
The one who gets killed.
No, never saw Godfather. Can't.
Okay, this doesn't give you an idea of at least how old he is. So he's an old man. He goes into the situation and he tells Del Toro, do you ever wonder why, like, well, can you say the exact line?
This is why I need to see this movie.
Yeah. I'm fucking it up. Essentially, what it comes
he's
down to...
He's great with actors. You're great with lines.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
What it boils down to is what's scary, a tough guy or an old mobster who's, like, survived? Think about it.
I'd be more afraid of the old mobster, probably.
Fucking survived.
Like, networked much? Like, excuse me while I know everyone.
Well, plus this character's got this scar that goes from, like, the bottom of one ear down to, like, about halfway across his
throat. They split
this guy's throat at some point, and he survived.
That's just all kinds of fucking bad.
Oh, yeah. And Benicio Del Toro's in Traffic, too. Very good in that.
Yes, I'm wanting to
see
that.
Very good in that.
Okay, I guess we should go through the
IMDb. Through people in the room.
People in the room.
People in the room.
Alrighty then.
Wow. Do you guys want a mic?
Just you guys. Who's you guys?
You guys.
Starting with, I guess we'll start with.
Thank you.
The guy. Black Wolf.
Black Wolf saying hi. I'm a little bit late today, but oh well.
That's why I almost turned off the phone to get in.
Almost I had to park on the other side of the complex.
He's crying.
And then Soma's saying hi.
Soma?
And it's all his fault that we're late.
Well, yeah.
And it's girl on the left who's the complete outsider with dress tonight.
But wait, there's something special tonight about girl on the left.
Oh, yes. Sure.
Look at these.
Once again.
Look at these. Are these not these Spando amazing?
Sexy Narn socks. Yes, from all the way from planet Narn, Narn socks.
Narn?
Narn.
Narn.
Babylon 5.
I'm sorry, I don't.
It's okay, everyone else does.
Shiny leopard skin socks.
Yeah.
Shiny leopard skin
very
socks.
Very similar
to
the Narns, an alien race on Babylon 5. They have markings quite similar to
that. Okay.
Oh, wow. My headphones just got really loud.
Did they?
All of a sudden.
Turn them down.
Hello.
Okay, somebody else take over doing announcements because I'm
hello. Happy. It's your old pal, Uncle Dax, saying, what the hell? Can you see me?
Yep. Yeah. Excellent.
Hard not to.
Hi.
Hard to miss.
Once again, 200% sexy.
Projectile Vomit Man.
Who is not late at all, I'm very much alive.
Yeah. And then we have a running medic.
Despite rumors to the contrary, I'm very much alive. Thank
Even
you
though
very much.
His vehicle is very close to being passed on. Being ceased.
Well, he was able to resurrect it again. He cast an evil spell.
If anybody knows where he can get a fresh supply of goats to sacrifice to keep the thing going.
I think, which brings us to the professor, who may have an idea as to what is going on. Professor, do you know what is responsible for the condition of the vehicle?
I believe it could be the forces of darkness upon us.
No, the forces of darkness.
I suspect so, yes.
Oh, my God. It's gone from bad to worse. So the professor's here.
You know, the professor actually bears a striking resemblance to Peter Cushing, so should we, like, breaking up the furniture?
We'll break up the furniture right
now. The thing I'm confused about is it's the forces of darkness. It can't be. That's us.
No. His stereotype paragraph has not been written yet, but once we do that, don't worry, we'll have that down for Pat, and then, of course, we'll come up with the additional lines of saying, no, that can't be. Why, yes, it is. You know, okay. Insert Hammer film dialogue here.
Yeah, okay.
So
scripting.
And oh my God, it's me looking very Todd.
You look very goth.
I'm very goth.
He dressed in something darker, but it doesn't have it yet.
Quickly, look skinny. You know, all black. It's all black. It's gaunt, Sean. Yes, I'm skinny.
That's it.
There's only one problem.
Goth dancing.
There's only one problem I'm noticing here. You're looking much too interested in being here.
Yeah, you know, it's like the goth guys are the people who, you know, would.
You look like
and you're talking and stuff.
And we
have too
Sumerian.
Much blood in your system.
Sumerian.
Now, speaking about somebody who doesn't have enough blood in his system,
Sumerian looking very pale. That's not the lighting problem. That's not. He's just about falling over dead because he does not eat meat. Sumerian who consumes no dead flesh.
Are vampires involved?
No. Actually, I can't say that. I don't know. I have not thought of it. But I'm sure I would fall to my knees immediately and beg him to make me one of the minions of darkness. If that were the case.
Please let me live forever.
Please, make me drink blood and send me to
it's
jail.
It's a small sacrifice.
I'll go to jail in the extreme protection ward. Meanwhile, I turn to mist and it's smorgasbord time. Who let the dogs out? Oh, I'd be bad. I'd be fucking going cell to cell, man. That's what I'd see.
And in the IRC. Put in a request at this time to put a contract out on the guy
who wrote that song.
Who let the dogs out?
I don't listen to the radio anymore, so I've been forgiven from all those sins.
You just know the reference. You don't know the actual song.
That's right. I don't listen to the
don't know better than to not sing that song, you know?
I don't listen to the radio either, but I watch television, and I still
get
animals.
You get enough from that.
I don't watch television either. Okay, I'm going to go through the
IRC.
Using,
like,
oh, my
like
goodness.
Three
Sean
fucking
is going
ads
through the
that actually uses it.
Okay, we got...
I think it was the quickest transition from song to ad song
you will
ever.
You will be quiet now.
Quiet, alt.
Mr. Echo, Stamarian, Kexer, Holodeo, Guardian, Aunt Jemima, Battlewax, Sophie Dophie, Saruba, Lieutenant Mage Zombie, Leet, Paley, Oracle, Docs, Editing, Dirch, K, Pseudo, Urbanite, Tybex, Yo, Urbanite, Inch, N. Clumer, okay, Eno Chain, Erase, 6969, FT Rooster, Hey Rooster, FT Linux, or Link RX, I always fuck that up, Sanix, Josh K, Smokehouse, Hey Smokey, Tenchi, T Knight, Neo T Knight, Floyd's Lapel, Foray, Infolope, Judas, Romulus, Smash, T Gray, Coppertop, Yigma, Ominous Animus,
woohoo!
Prophet, First Smoke, Prophet Cossacks, Crazy Fuck, Romeo Jr., Zerstor, Rabid Wombat, Sody Pop, Coca-Cola, Sody you Pop. Limey T-Greg motherfucker, Sofa King, We Too, Sofa King.
Sofa King, We Totted?
Yeah, We
Totted. I don't know.
Okay, whatever. Sofa King, Retarded. Ah, I see. Okay, Sofa King's Retarded.
That's so clever.
Star Baby Studio. ST Newly Pierced. Yeah, Soul Trance got a fucking eye ring going on. Kill Vampire Drizzt, Malkav, Zenobia. Zenobia is under my protection tonight. Anybody fucks with Zenobia tonight, I want people
kick,
to...
Kick, kick, kick.
Kick, kick, kick. Kick, 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 kick. Wolfie, Cyber Samurai, Zandad, Zutre, Nomai Katana. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Me being the ominous clan cult leader, that's it. I'm declaring Vampire Zenobia or
under elite protection.
Do I know who they are?
Do you really know these people?
I know that much. Well, all I know is I showed up in the RFC and a bunch of some fucking idiot who's alt there. I guess it was this soldier guy who's, you know, his free time is amazing to me.
Like, he dedicates his free time to, like, destroying us.
You know, seriously.
Trying
those,
to.
Like those little fish that suck on the side of sharks and stuff like that.
Lampreys or something.
You know, Remora. Jesus Christ, if ever I, like, become a diver, I'm just going to swim around and pull those off the sharks and feed them to them. You know what I mean? And it'll be just like a professional curse.
That is Zenobia.
That's Zenobia?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Really?
The Vampirus of the Dark.
Really? Uh-huh. That's Zenobia. That's the one I fucking kicked for?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm bad. Of course.
You're also married.
Yeah, I'm also so fucking married. Isn't that just?
When did you become the voice of reason? Oh, wait a second. If someone else's dream's being crushed, I should realize.
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't give a fuck anyway, but it's just fun. No, it's bullshit. I showed up in the RC, and I thought it was a guy. No, sorry, I thought it was some guy. And fucking it's soldiers in there like, yo, fucked your mom and all this kind of shit.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, and I'm watching this because I'm a studio, right? Uh-huh. And I'm watching all this go by, and I'm like, yeah, okay, I show up, Echo Ops, thanks much. Punt! You know.
Go long! Go long!
And, you know, if our oppressors have held their iron grip over us far too long, time to
fight. We shall raise our enclumes up high, for the time to revolt is near. We must fight now for our freedom. You know what enclumes are? It's a very long-running joke in the IRC.
What is enclumes?
It's a little rack you put in your kitchen to hang pots on.
Really?
Yes.
Who said that? Was that Dell?
That's Case, Decker Case.
I think Case is...
Oh, everyone says it all the time. About enclumes. They've got, like,
Case
scripts
is,
with enclumes in them.
Case is, like, I think he's the guy in Europe. He's one of the European guys.
Yeah?
Says, yeah. There's Dell and Case, I believe, are both overseas. Everyone's like, you don't know? You don't know, motherfucker. Do you know how many people I have to deal with on the day-to-day basis?
Many.
I wouldn't even recognize Smokehouse or APOC if they didn't shove their foot up their up my ass every fucking day.
Okay. Oh, it's an anvil. I thought an enclume.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. Never share with me again.
An enclume is an anvil?
Oh, I swear I looked up on a webpage and it was that thing you hang things from a kitchen. Maybe I spelt it wrong.
Maybe they hang anvils in some kitchens and then they hang pots from
them. Could be. Could be.
I challenge you with an enclume to the death. Fighting
today's secret
with lizard guts.
Anvils.
Pull it off. There's all these anvils.
Allez, cuisine!
Yeah. I challenge on Chef Italy. Yes, he's preparing the traditional Italian anvil dish with much garnish.
Iron Chef Warner Brothers?
Iron Chef Warner Brothers.
That's like all kinds of, like, Chuck Jones versus Iron Chef Japan. Like, fuck right off. So, anyway.
I have to say one thing. Now, I know when it comes to, like, wardrobe, I'm not one to talk because I have stains on here. Even I don't know what the fuck they're from.
Okay, now that you've said it.
Go on the left inches slightly
stains,
away from
stains
that.
From where? Stains on your pants.
Them. No, on my shirt.
He's got
good
semen
shot.
Stains from constantly jacking off.
But, like, Professor, could you have, like, any more string on that shirt? Like, I mean, what are you preparing
Shut
to,
up,
like, repel
really
out of
cool
a window
shirt.
Or something?
Just in case
that
you could repel.
Particular shirt. Sure, shirt was purchased from. Okay, everyone's getting ready to. Everyone ready to start searching right now?
Link, that, okay.
That particular shirt was purchased from the Black Rose.
It's a company called Inclume, and they make those pot racks. That's where I got confused.
Oh.
It's not actually an Inclume, and the logo is an anvil.
Oh, I see.
We have I see. That's why it all comes together. Messed up. Yes.
And the professor actually has more style in his little finger.
Your levels are way too low.
No, I never said I was. I wasn't knocking that. I'm just wondering if you could get more string in the shirt.
Hey, string is cool.
Yeah, if you...
Very useful stuff.
It's been
measured. It's been measured precisely to fight forces of darkness.
Oh, that's
right.
Yes,
that's right.
It's the anti-forces of darkness shirt.
That,
so
that dull throbbing pain.
Yeah, it's right there. Right. Yeah. There.
Okay, so I'm watching. Anybody else see this the other night? I'm watching. Actually, I'm not watching, but apparently I go for a dinner. This is... Okay, my in-laws are good people, but they're good, like, Christian bubble people. You know what I mean? Like, I show up and I finally got them online. They're running around.
You pierce through the bubble and...
And they're like, ooh, I play Scrabble now and shit. So I'm like, okay, well, whatever. And it's
baby steps, man. One step at a time.
And I'm like, and this week, this is a search engine, right? So I'm like, okay, cool. So what I do is I go, I'm over there for dinner, and he says, we were talking about something. What the fuck was it now? I don't remember. He goes, oh, did you see that thing on cougars.com or that cougar site? And I'm like, what cougar site? Thinking of the big cats. And he's saying, no, about the women over 50 who just want to get together with young men for sex. And I'm like, what the fuck did you just say to me? You know, right before we're saying grace, what the fuck did you just say to me? I feel like I dropped a bomb inside. There's nothing inside this vial, you see? I opened it. There's nothing here. You know, it's like, holy 12 months, Batman. So I'm like, okay, whatever. And apparently there's some website. This was in the news. And I tried to find it, so I don't know if it exists or if, like, you know, my in-laws were just smoking Chiva.
Could be.
So I thought I'd throw it out to
get
the
their appetites going.
The world's largest sentient search engine. But what this thing is there's a website that's a personals ad. Now, we've all seen, you know, your get the free sex ads here, right? But this whole website is dedicated to women over the age of either 50 or 40.
Sounds jolly splendid.
Who want to fuck guys in the... Is it over 30? Did you see the... Somebody give him a mic.
Oh, you did see it. Okay.
Somebody give him a mic. You can't hear you.
Can't hear you.
He saw it on the news.
He saw it on the news?
I saw it on the news. They actually advertised this, and I believe it was www.cougar... Oh, shoot. CougarDate.com or something like that.
Well, let's
check
that out.
CougarDate.
CougarDate.com. Anyway, I was just going to see if somebody could find it. So you find out what the fuck happened there. CougarDate.com.
And so, we have yellow.
That's the one.
Oh,
that would
my
be.
God.
A fun new approach to dating where women are cougars and men are willing prey.
Oh,
read what they call the men.
They call them white tails.
What?
White tails.
Oh, yeah. The Cougar Manifesto.
And the men are supposed to be under the age of
the
what?
The Cougar Manifesto.
Under the age of 30.
The Cougar Manifesto.
That's awesome.
I love the animation
nice
there.
Nice animation.
And the best thing is, it's free.
No way.
I'd argue that because I think somewhere down the line, you will be paying.
Tips for cougars. Hangover cures, Pampers, Coca-Cola, and Tylenol with codeine, Gatorade, and McDonald's drive-thru.
Oh.
Dress code, casual and sportif, i.e. Mac jackets and high heels. No open-toed Don't ever allow drunk cougars to drive home, gang up on them and take their keys. Successful cougars take care of their teeth, cleaning and polishing them whenever possible. Wear lots of black eye makeup and lipstick, but no face makeup.
I have a cougar image for Ronan Medic.
Okay.
Vonda then.
Vonda. Oh, this is
the
Vonda the Evil.
Boss, a.k.a. Leather Skirt. She was hideous, to say the least.
But she dressed like she was fucking...
Oh, don't mind my mini skirt. It's only made of fruit roll-up. Want to try it?
It's okay.
Wow, you're
I have no problem with an older woman marrying a younger man. I have no problem with an unattractive person marrying an attractive person. But I just have one question.
Who's
you're 25 years old. You're going to marry this. Why?
Uh-huh.
It's pretty bad when somebody when there's like a
55.
Huge gulf of age difference, regardless of who's the male and who's the female.
It's ageism. They're talking about ageism.
It's 30 fucking years.
It's ageism. I love these fucking people who say that shit. It's ageism. It's wrong. It's so wrong. Like, fuck off.
You would know. You marry a California raisin?
No. That's just me. Mind you,
I'm serious. She was. She was part of the chorus line for Hero Third to the Grapevine.
She's fucking like. I just,
here go the bad visuals from last week.
So there it is.
Keep them coming.
I wanted to know if that actually existed or not.
And it really does.
CougarDate.com.
Tips and they've got all, everything
up,
in there.
Maybe we could set up like a date with someone. You know what I mean? Like,
okay, I'm in.
Scotty's shown exceptional interest so far throughout this.
What we should do is we could set up a we'll see. I veto that.
I forgot to mention on the new
override.
You know, fighting the forces of evil does not include giving yourselves to them.
Yeah. No,
you do not need to know them to conquer them.
That whole shit from The Exorcist with the priest who invites the demon into him, that's just not on, okay?
Not needed.
No, I like a challenge.
Not.
That's just it.
Yeah,
it wouldn't
so
be.
So do they.
They haven't met the professor yet.
No. Oh.
I forgot to mention one thing that they were saying, that apparently the interest from the women is about a quarter of the men. So there's a lot more young men interested in older women.
Really?
So far.
So there's still a ratio problem.
No, that's bullshit.
Could it just be the guys just want sex that much more than women?
We'll take anyone.
No, that's bullshit. Well, because guys are in their
men
sexual
are more
prime.
Willing to more. Men are more willing to express interest in public for sex.
Well,
women are a little
to.
Shyer about this stuff.
They have to. Women just sit back and fucking deal with suitors. That's all they
do. Sure,
that's
a bar. It doesn't look that way to me.
Well, when you look at the website, sure as hell beats going to a country bar.
Okay, that's true. I'll give you that.
I will never, ever go to a country bar. That's just me. Not again. Not after last time I was in a country bar. Last time I was in a country bar was
bad
Houston.
News.
Yeah, it was Houston's.
Okay.
Brandon, Manitoba.
Okay.
And I got
to avoid Gabby's country cabaret.
I actually went to Gabby's with Crazy Redhead and the King of Monster Island.
Wow.
Condolences.
Be nice.
I meant you going to Gabby's.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Moving right along.
You went in there, and you didn't trip over the sawdust or light anything on fire. I mean, you didn't spin them around and try to throw everyone out the door.
However, I ordered a Long Island iced tea, and they bring me a bucket and a straw. I'm not kidding. It was like, I said, we've got a special on Long Island that says. Went, yeah, okay, sure.
Clunk.
What the hell is that? It's a bucket. What?
So
it was a bucket.
Later.
A bucket.
I actually like
it's a dual purpose.
It was a plastic bucket with a giant swizzle straw stick in it and a huge fucking straw.
Input output device.
Yes.
What'd you say, Professor?
It helps you to enjoy the music.
I find, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That
yeah,
way
you drink it and put it over your head.
Yeah, and then fuck something that's at the bar. That's about the only way you can do it. You have to practice safe sex. Put one over her head, too.
How are you
doing? Over your head breaks.
Oh, I'm just kind of fine.
And if those feet in ancient times walked upon England's mind. I mean, fuck. You know, I'm
about
sitting there, you know, and, the, oh, God. When I was in a country bar, I was at Houston's Brandon, Manitoba. It was 1990 fucking
six. Seven?
And I walked in there, and I'd just been in the field for like 2 weeks, and I was completely fucking gunned. And I'm like, okay, let's go. And I wasn't driving, because, of course, I'm fucking, you know, on day one of a prospective four-day bender, right? So I'm like, Jesus Christ.
You're geared
man.
Up.
What are these goddamn animals, right? So I've got to go and go deal with this shit, right? So I'm like, holy cow, why am I in a place surrounded by people whose complete career opportunity is over? So I calmly decide to make a very educated and well-mannered decision to get as drunk as possibly as I can, as fast as I can. And it's not long after I get, you know, three or four fucking doubles of vodka into me that I begin to fuck with the locals, where I sit with my buddy, and they're walking down this ramp to the dance floor, and I'm kicking at their fucking heels, and they're, like, doing the big wobble thing, and they're twisting ankles and shit, because if you kick a cowboy boot heel, they fucking do pirouettes and pikes, and hold up signs and shit. It's great, you know, and they fucking spike right down.
And it's actually, it's not really unfair, because they don't feel pain like we do.
No, they don't. And five or six Scottish martinis more, which is vodka and ginger ale, and I'm trying to administer the final solution to people at their fucking fucking table. I'm walking up to, like, tables full of cowpokes who just came back from the Garth Brooks concert with a big G on the back of their fucking hat, and I'm, like, slamming my hands down on the table going, y'all having a good time here? You rope-a-dope, do-si-dope motherfucker! And they're just, like, looking at me. They're so amazed. They're like, oh, my God, you're this guy wearing a Fuck You, Kill 'Em All t-shirt in a country bar making fun of people wearing cowboy hats. They're like, Custer much, you know? And I'm sitting there, I'm totally slagging on these assholes, and they're so stunned. The cincher was when the country bumpkin girl behind the... Like, I was cool with all the chicks. I wasn't rude. I'm never rude to chicks in bars. Except for Nomad's Kitty, when she calls up and I tell her to stick her finger up the ass. But technically, that wasn't rude. I don't think it was maybe ill-advised advice.
Yeah.
Or not.
Not necessarily
anyway,
rude.
Yeah. We're just not going to pursue that. So I'm up talking to the chick at the, and she's a cutie. She's a little cutie, right? Oh, man, she's not a cutie working at a bar.
No way.
And I go up, I get my coat, and I says, hey, so who are you dating right now? And she's like, that's the doorman right there. He's my boyfriend. I'm like, whoa. And I look over, and this guy's like 9 feet fucking tall.
Eight feet wide.
I can sit a beer on his forehead, you know.
Lots of room.
The fucking guy, you know, he's got like a bone stuck in his mouth, and he just snaps it and shit. You know, he's all bad. He bit this little pig guy in half 2 hours ago. It was bad. So I'm like, okay. All fucking bad. So I look over at him. I'm like, wow, he's a big fucker, isn't he, eh? And she's like, yeah, he's a pretty big guy. I said, well, I guess I can't do anything because he's standing right there. But if he wasn't standing there, I don't know if he'd be able to resist my sexual wiles. She's howling, right? She's laughing her ass off. And I don't care. I'm just having a good time, right? I'm like, whatever. She knows I'm kidding. I know I'm kidding. Everybody's cool except for Rancor Boy, who decides that he's going to take me outside and bite me in half. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I go outside. I'm wearing the leopard print jacket, right? Because I get my jacket back. Now I got my leopard print jacket on, and they're like, that boy's wearing some kind of jacket. Must be some sort of faggot, you know. Your boy don't play hockey. Must be some sort of faggot, you know. Your boy don't fill in blank. Must be some sort of faggot, right? So, anyway, I go outside, and he follows me outside. And he's going to, like, rip me in fucking half. And there's a lot of other guys who are kind of keen on seeing me get ripped in half because I've been, like, telling them they got a big L on their forehead to go with the G on the back of their hat, right? So they're really not cool with that whole notion. And I'm so gone, okay? I've had, like, fucking at least 4 screwdrivers, a bunch of Scottish martinis. I'm flying good. Got my drinking buddy with me. I'm putting back the pet bills and the ephedrine. I'm like, woo! So, and, you know, and I'm like, just got it happening. I'm like, yeah! Pass me my fucking car, you know? I'm going to jump over a train. So, hit the fucking turbo boost. Oh, my God. I just made Desmond puke.
Come out my nose.
That's fucking great.
That's pretty good.
Water shouldn't be that thick.
Oh, God, that's fucking raw. Anyway, so I go outside. Yeah. And Cletus the slack-jawed Rancor follows me outside, and he decides that he's going to, like, fucking rip me a new asshole. Only problem with his plan is that about fucking 30 guys with short hair follow me outside, because although I'm Kennedy and I'm the freak, he's still part of the regiment. And they're like, well, we're not getting late tonight, so...
we're going to get into a fucking fight.
So let's pound the fuck out of a Rancor. Sounds like a plan, okay? So they all go outside. He goes outside, and he's all doing the big puffy chest, I'm going to get into a fight thing. And I'm like, oh, fucking, you know, fast and loose, throwing my hair around, looking like the Joker on crack. Right. And I'm like, hey, you're that big fucking guy. You're that guy who's fucking that cute chicken side. Way to go. You the man. Right? And he wants to rip me a new asshole so fucking bad. And all the guys are around him, and they're all looking at me like, because I am totally oblivious that I'm in mortal danger here. Okay, that's the best part. It's like watching an episode of Arthur, okay? Way out of control. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, you're mad, aren't you? You're mad about that fucking where I tried to fuck your girlfriend, right? You're mad about that? And the guy's all looking at me, and I walk up, I grab his hand, and I shake his hand before he can do anything. I said, listen, man, I'm sorry I tried to fuck your girlfriend. Maybe next time I'll have better luck. I'll check you later. And I turn and I walk. He's standing there. He's fucking, he's vibrating. He's gonna dematerialize, you know? Fucking guy's going to fall to the Earth's core. slide through the ethereal crust into the magma. Will not hurt him because he's vibrating into the fucking core of the planet. Stephen Hawking is like doing the math on how much vibration he's doing, right? Like chaos theory involved. And the fucking guy. So next day I go down to the gun park, and I'm not aware of any of this because I'm too fucking gunned, right? I'm like, woo! Yeah, I talked to some guy, and then I left. That was my world. Yeah. And everybody in the gun park, of course, this prairies, right? So, like, you know, your dog gives birth. Everybody in fucking, you know, within
4,000 miles knows about it.
They know what the puppies were named, and they're giving you advice on it because their lives are that fucking boring, right? So next day at the gun park, I'm the man. I am the man at the gun park. They're like, oh, man, that was the shit what you said to that guy. And I'm like, yeah. The fuck did I say to that guy? I'm like talking to Stillman, right? CJ, he's backing me the whole night. He's looking at this guy's knees. Another guy's looking at his hips and how he's going to fucking take this faggot apart, right? So I'm like, yeah, okay. And CJ tells me, he goes, man, it's a miracle you survived last night. Like, there's three angels all around you with broadswords the whole fucking night. Because you're like fucking grabbing, like, a guy sitting there with a beer, drinking, talking to a chick, and I, like, walk up, grab his beer away from him, say, hey, don't fuck him, fuck someone with style. Drink his beer and leave. Okay? She's howling, his jaw is on the floor, he's had a synaptic rip, and I'm fucking walking around with his beer going, hey! Boot scootin' fucking boogie! You know? Why don't you take your achy breaky heart and get the fuck yourself over to a ministry concert, okay? And I don't mean anything with Christian Life Assembly. Holy shit. So, and that's no shit. That's like what happened. And it's like, I have the angel who protects drunk people on me at all times. I'm in Winnipeg with the skinheads walking down the street. Day three of a 5-day bender in Winnipeg. And apparently some people might know this. I used to party with Robin Black, who apparently is a big guy in some fucking music things. But anyway, Robin Black with the Ballroom Zombies in Winnipeg was who I used to party with. And with Maggie and a bunch of other people who were friends of mine over there. And I used to go in there and just fucking do evil shit for like five. This is my Cenobite section of my life. Slithering down memory lane. And
wallowing, I prefer.
No, mine's a slither. Mine's like, you have to take five hits of acid and walk through the little door to get to my memory lane, okay? There's a big fucking caterpillar outside saying, good to see you again. Yeah, it's fucking
broken up.
It's bad. It's
nice to see you again, Hookah. Yeah, who's there tonight?
Voodoo. No, seriously.
Bad juju.
It's
all
bad juju. And then the trumpets kicked in, and my shoes started to squeak. Okay? Who knew? It was fucking ponderous. So I'm like... So anyway, where the fuck was I? Oh, yeah, I'm walking down the street. Day three, 5-day bender. Okay? There's a bunch of army guys who I've been drifting from fucking group of army guys, because if you want to go out and get drunk, you go back to the shacks. There's always another crew going out. So you just jump ship onto the next outgoing transport, and then you're fucking back in town, and they're all like buying drinks. And if you know how to talk and you know how to make people laugh and you're going around picking up chicks and shit, fuck, they'll feed you booze until the cows come home. So I'm fucking surfing. Right? All I do, I'm like, hey, can I go with you guys? Yeah, sure, Sean. He always brings chicks over to the table. I may tell them they're going to give him a car, but I get chicks over to the table. That's all that matters.
Hey, fuck, hi, want a car?
Hi, I'm an that was my pickup line. Hi, I'm an ugly motherfucker, but I got 8 prime military guys over here with washboard stomachs who want to fuck you, but they won't say that right off the top. They'll buy you lots of drinks first. You want to come over? And like fucking 80% return rate. Easily. You know, at the kind of bars we were going to. Uh-huh. So I'm like, okay, whatever. And they all come over and I'm just being a goof. So it wasn't hostile. So whatever. I go and I would like just go through these laps and just get fucking completely gunned because I hated my life and I hated the army and I just licked ass.
Put a little line in the back of him. He's trolling.
Yeah, I'm fully just... I'm just fucking...
I got a redhead. Who wants a redhead?
Yeah, it was bad. It was fucking bad. And it's not like I was such a... I didn't fuck any of these chicks. You know, not any of those chicks. But, you know, I could talk to him in the bar, right? So whatever. But I go and I'm walking down the street and the crowd's walking a little bit ahead of me and I like stopped to piss on a pole. in the middle of the fucking street.
There would be a pole. It looks surprisingly like a tree. I will piss on it.
He's barking again.
I'm like, oh, you know, I'm singing Just a Gigolo, pissing on this fucking stoplight. You know, with the cop there writing a ticket. How's it going? That's a nice gun. So, and he's like, oh, fucking whatever. So I piss on this pole. I go back, and the guys are been further down the street, right, because they're not waiting for me. And I'm walking along. I'm fucking gunned. Walking along, and all of a sudden, I'm in the group of guys, and I think it's the first group of guys that I was with. So I'm like, oh, so how's it going? Nobody saying anything. I say, what the fuck's wrong with you guys? You're not talking to me anymore or what? And I look around, and they all have flight jackets on. And it says Hammers across the backs of their flight jackets. And I'm looking, and I said, hey, are you guys on the same baseball team? And they turn around, they're all skinheads in Winnipeg, right?
Uh-huh.
And they got little SS collar dogs, and there's two chicks with them, and I go, oh, wait a minute. You guys are Nazi skinheads, aren't you? Huh? And they're all looking at me like, you know, they don't know what to say. They're like, Jesus Christ, this man's got a leopard print jacket, and he's talking to us and he's drunk. I don't know what to do. So, you know, it's just complete synaptic lock. Like, I'm blue screen skinheads, right? So I'm out there, and I'm like, you guys are Nazi skinheads, right? And they're like, they don't say anything. So I back away, and I, like, stagger back out into the street, Arthur style. I go, hey, guys! I don't go away. I just found some Nazi skinheads. Let's kick the shit out of them. Nazi skinheads are gone. They teleport out Star Trek trials. Spin, twinkle, 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 twinkle. That's it for them. They fucking vanish. Okay, no more Nazi skinheads for me. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And the guys are coming back, and somebody heard me, and they're like, Sean just found a pack of Nazi skinheads, and he's trying to kick the shit out of them. Maybe we should go back and make sure he doesn't die. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, another bar is only a few blocks. They come waddling back, and the fucking skinheads are fucking history, man. And I'm like, oh, they were here. They were here. And they're like, we believe you, Sean. Let's just fucking go. So it's just, it was killer level funny. Whatever. What is this, Hammer Skins? What is this? Oh, yep. Somebody posted the Hammer Skins.
No, I found it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, they have a website.
Oh, so, yeah, anyway.
Oh, they sell t-shirts. Oh, lovely.
Oh, yeah, Hammer Skin.
Sport one of those, eh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. How to get the living fuck out of you for $1,000, eh?
Yeah.
Like, wow, I was wearing my cult jacket. I walked into an Army Surplus 20. Store. Walked into an Army Surplus Store, and the biggest black man in the galaxy, I know he was there because he had the ring, you know, that said, I'm biggest black man in the galaxy, was in the store. And he looks at me and sees the jacket, which is very, you know, kind of a little bit, could be confused. You know, some of my think it's like a racist thing, right? And he's, like, walking through display cases and shit, pushing people out of his way to come over and look at me. Thankfully, he could read.
And he read it.
And he walked over, and he's, like, not being subtle. He, like, walks up to me, looks at me dead in the fucking face, so he knows where to hit, right? And
looking down at you.
Pan eyes right to the jacket, reads it, you know, and he thinks about it for a minute. He goes, and walks away. And I'm like, well, I'm just going to go. Do you guys happen to sell underwear in this fine establishment? I have emptied my complete bowel movement and probably some of my semen into my shorts and it happens to cleanse myself before seeing Allah. Okay? I was all set for my tent with the 40 fucking virgins right now. That motherfucker would have kicked my ass so hard I would have landed in the promised land. Boot, splash! What's this river? I don't sleep in no fucking tent and get these chicks out of here. You know, I just want to get my ticket back to the real world. What the fuck's going on? No, it was crazy. It was fucking evil.
So we've got something that I think Nickster sent in. It's the thing that Zombie and his sister phoned in, and he did a remix of it.
Of course, they're remixes of the Zombie call-in. Like, you know it's good when.
You know you've made it when.
Yep. Yeah. So here it is.
Oh, it's my sister, everyone.
Hey, sister of Lieutenant Major Zombie.
How old is your sister?
What are you doing, Jim?
Shut up. How old is your sister?
So, Jenny, how are you doing?
Fine. Can I
just be sorry? You got me there, dude. Did you know that your brother is a leaf hacksaw?
store, part of a counterculture tyrant organization striking out against child porn, which strikes fear into the hearts of thousands of people every day. And he is known to us as Decker Lieutenant Major Zombie. Did you know that? Now you do!
Now you do.
Now you do! He is to be feared! P-H-3-3-R! Fear your brother, for he is mighty! He is mighty from on high with many skulls and Buddha things going, ah!
Oh, yes! And he's gay.
And he's
gay. No, he's not gay.
He's not gay, but
wait,
he is.
Take that back.
Lee Taxor!
He is Lee Taxor.
He is Lee Taxor.
Have you noticed her voice is a striking resemblance to the Lieutenant Major Zombie?
That's because that's his sister.
Oh, yes.
Right. That genetic thing.
Maybe get your mom on the phone later. That'd be interesting.
No moms on Ray Radio.
No moms, no fathers.
No moms.
Don't trust anyone over 30.
Freeway.
Yes,
Freeway.
Still there?
Is Jenny still there?
Hi, Jenny. Jenny, I have a question for you. Shut up. Jenny, I have a question for you, buddy. How old are you, Jenny?
One.
One? How old are you?
21.
Oh, you're 21.
Oh, okay, you're older then.
Yeah, she's old enough. That's
okay.
Fine. And where are you? Are
for,
you a zombie?
For what?
Are you? Well, she's legal in the United States. And so, are you listening to the radio show right now? Like, have you ever listened to the show before?
No, I haven't.
What do you think of it? What's your impression?
Do you want to?
Now, what's your impression of the show?
Y'all are crazy.
Yes.
Right on. Do me a favor, Jenny. We're going to make a promo out of this. I want you to say, this is Jenny.
Jenny, Lieutenant Major
Zombie's sister, and I listen to What the Hell. Can you do that?
Jen, it's good to hear you.
This is Jenny, Lieutenant Major Zombie's sister, and I listen to What the Hell.
Okay. This is Jenny, Lieutenant Zombie's listening to What the Hell.
Excellent.
You two are Lee Haxor. Okay.
Right on.
Do us a favor. On the count of three, I want both you guys to say What the Hell together. This would be great. Okay?
Yeah,
ready? And then we'll hang up on you like we do to Zombie all the time. Okay, ready? All right. So on the count of three, ready? One, two, three.
What the Hell.
That's amazing.
What can you really say?
What the fuck?
It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on.
It's news you need to know about on What the Hell.
I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on here.
And it's time for the news.
It is time for the news. What do we got in the news this week?
Amazon.com is trying to make money any way they can.
Well, aren't we all?
They're doing a little system where you can donate through Amazon.com for your favorite websites to support them. And all Amazon.com takes is only 15%.
What?
They've set up their own little donation system. So rather than sending the people themselves the money, you send through Amazon.com because it's really convenient. And Amazon takes 15% of the money.
Hang on, no, wait a second. Right. Private Drexel is a god. He is a god.
In breaking news, Private Drexel has brought two 12-packs of Dr. Pepper to the Rant Radio Studios, thus making him our hero eternally, or at least
because
for the next 5 minutes, before we move on to the next item and have completely forgotten about it.
Should we not put said Dr. Pepper into the fridge, which up until now is
so
empty,
could,
and Dr. Pepper
could do
free?
That. That would be wonderful.
Dr. Pepper.
Wow, this is a really interesting experience.
We now return you to our regularly scheduled deprogramming.
It's much better with the headphones.
Is it?
Yes.
You can buy these
because
headphones.
You hear what they hear.
Oh,
no. What the hell happened to your microphone there? Dog chew? Something chew? Your cat chewed your microphone?
I didn't realize until...
It might still work.
I'm trying to get your attention from downstairs since I forgot my phone.
It might still work.
No, it won't be red.
Is it
wires.
Really
the
cut?
The wires cut through.
They cut the red wire.
Don't cut the red
I'm
wire.
I'm sorry, Private Drexel, even though you brought Dr. Pepper, I don't believe you because supposedly your cat
you're chewing
ate your
on
microphone.
It.
I just can't believe this story.
Could you hand me a Dr. Pepper, please?
Please? I would like one, too.
I'll take one. Oompa.
I have a hard-on for the Leningrad Cowboys.
I think that if I had not started cold, I would have to have started the
Thank
Leningrad
you. Oh, they're very cold already. Wow.
I will also take a Dr. Pepper. Communal. We should drink our Dr. Peppers recce style. So
how's
we'll
that?
Like, yep. We'll, like, Eat drink one. One everyone, you know, takes a Dr. Pepper. Or we can have a Viking style. We take a sip of our Dr. Pepper, spit it back into the Dr. Pepper can, and then pass it to the next guy.
Oh, yeah. No.
No.
Oh, pass on that one.
Come on. Come on, girl on the left. You like it. You think it's dirty. Come on. Come on, say you like it. Come on. I'll give you $10 for sale.
Hold out. He wants to see the money
Hold
first.
Hold out. He'll pay more.
I don't care how much you pay.
She's only saying that because she knows that her man's listening.
Oh, fuck you, Sean. Don't you wish.
Oh, do I? No, I'm married. That's my mantra.
No propositioning
However,
on the show.
I'd like to say thank you for being the first lady ever to listen to Rant Radio to actually officially proposition me.
What? Because I said fuck you, Sean?
Well, that could be changed. It's not. It's how you looked at me.
Look at how she's dressed. She's actually
with the nine socks? Come on. You know how crazy that makes me. She's like, I'm just going to shoot him.
Damn it. More black clothes.
In lieu of coming up with a...
background.
In lieu of coming up with a bridge response, I'm going to stab Sean in the eye. That's fair. I deserve that.
I don't know if we...
The mind reels at what Smokehouse will do with all of this.
Yeah. He's been storing it up for years.
Yeah, he's probably going to store it up and send it all to my wife, surgically spliced.
Listen to
what
Sean
your husband
said.
Does at the What the Hell show.
I'm scared of what he's going to do with those quotes that couple months back.
Yeah.
I imagine he might have something brewing with those still.
Now, what were those quotes?
I've been successfully keeping Smokehouse busy.
Throwing things at him to do.
Well, no, he's by running the Inquisition, Smokehouse is busy destroying evil on the internet, so he doesn't have time to
mix things.
The devil's work is done in idle Smokehouse hands. So I take
it's just going to be just about the time that I figure these things have vanished into obscurity forever that he's going to resurrect the infamous 14-year-old quote.
No, it'll be when you're older and you have children of your own, and they're surfing the web. And
find mom.
You go on ego surf on mom, and it comes back with, hi, I'm 14 and I'm horny, please take advantage of me. And they'll be like, my mom said I couldn't go out past 10, and they'll like bring this shit up, and it'll be like on, you know, the video holographic disc, and they'll be like, you guys have to be home before 10. I am 14, I'm horny, please take advantage of me. And you'll have to kill your own children on the spot. You'll have to drill them, right?
Because I really want to tell you, have you look at your kids right at that point and go, it's been taken out of context.
I was 25 at the time.
I didn't know what I was saying.
Check the date on that file.
This next site.
No, really, Sean Kennedy was controlling me. My will was not my own.
Yeah. I had this bad Kool-Aid.
That's it. Shut up, or I'll put you back on popcorn.
Not the popcorn.
This next piece of software.
I'm baffled, and they just sort of, everything's sort of spiraling out of control around me.
I want you to close your eyes. That way you can feel it.
Close your eyes. You'll enjoy the ride more.
Oh,
I'm not closing my eyes around you guys. Hell no. Fuck that.
Silence falls. This next thing is very cool. It's similar to a Napster-type program. You install it on your system, and everyone else installs it on their system. Just everyone has it eventually. And instead of surfing through your connection, you'll surf through other people's connection, and therefore making everything anonymous.
Oh, really?
That thing I was talking about with you before.
I like this.
Somebody has made it. It is open source. Make it your own.
And so what you do is you take SafeWeb, you install it, nobody can track what IPs are going where.
Because nobody's keeping logs. You just connected to a random person on the internet and got the site through them. Of course, they'll be nailed for whatever site you went to. But if you're specific...
Take responsibility for everyone else.
Actually, they won't be nailed because it's all encrypted.
That's right. But the other thing is, you will have, as a defense, the fact that
anybody. It could have been anyone.
Could have been any. Yes, I was running
safe defense. You can't prove it was me because
How many people can run through your system, Sam?
I have no idea on the software. I haven't installed it. Maybe you can limit it to one person, or because it'll bog you down.
I only want one person surfing through. I only want one other person surfing through my crappy ass 14.4 modem, please. Thank you.
Well, we don't know nearly enough about it, so
it totally increases your load on your system. But you're safe.
Or something,
it's all encrypted. Yes.
So one day when we all have T1s, the universe will be a better place.
A lot of people have broadband now, so it's not really a problem.
I have a problem. You have a big problem.
What problem do you have?
Cats don't like me. So I don't like motherfucking cats.
Where's that from?
That's fuck the police.
Yeah. Yeah, we should queue up Dope Fuck the Police. That's such a great song.
Ah, this one's great.
Actually, coming here, when we were going to... Me and PVM were going to, head down to meet Girl on the Left, because she was our ride out here. Very much thank you, Girl on the Left. But anyhow, as we're just...
Don't eat in my car ever again.
as we're walking down the road, this cop gives us, the worst eye fuck I have ever had.
He fucked you in the eye?
No.
That's painful.
No, like...
So fucking.
Have you ever had a guy basically go by and, stare at you like, who the fuck is that guy?
Oh. Uh-huh. Yeah, but I usually wave and giggle and burn.
You are the Grim Servant of Death. You must be used to this by now.
No, I'm just wondering what the fuck. It's like, okay, you've seen me. You've seen how I dress. Oh, do I look like...
You look like the world's biggest nerd.
Yeah, thank you.
Key term there is big.
Yeah.
But
key there is, not only are you a big nerd, but you're a big, big nerd.
You just don't have the AD&D manuals under your arm.
Black.
My coat isn't black.
So what? Everybody in their dog is wearing black. Black's
And I'm like, okay. I'm just trying to figure out what the fuck is got the RCMP so that they're profiling nerds now,
You can go off at any moment and shoot your old school.
Yeah, exactly. But first I would write a story about it.
Yes, write a story. Hand it in English.
Wait a second. Doesn't Uncle Deck own a computer? Yes. Hacksaw.
He is the lead hacksaw.
Uncle Deck.
He's the next mafia boy.
Yeah.
How did you even get those words together? That's what I'm going to make it about.
We should all.
That was an amazing editing job.
We have to do that. We have to run I should sneak into Uncle Dax, set up his computer with SafeWeb on it, so that nobody knows, and I'll have all the lead hackers run shit through Uncle Dax's place Dax will kill
hack
three or
from
four.
Uncle Dax box.
You hacked our system, motherfucker! I don't even know how this thing turns on.
The ultimate defense, Dak, for hacking.
No, I didn't. I can't hack from anything from there. Well, of course not, sir. That's the microwave. We need the computer over here. Fuck you.
Thing?
That thing hasn't even ran in 10 years. Oh, it'd be great.
All that's good for is pounding garlic.
Crunch, crunch.
The What's German record industry next? Takes on the web.
More record company hygiene.
German record manufacturing companies want to use the sniffing and blocking technology to tackle illegal music downloads from the internet.
Of course. Fuck you.
What, all it requires is everybody checks every internet transmission they make through Bertelsmann or something? What's
yes.
The new idea?
Yes. Okay. They're going to install software on German ISPs to track
everything.
All MP3s.
Oh, everything. All
and you're assumed guilty. Yes.
Oh, really? In Germany?
Until proven
in Germany, you say?
In Germany!
What will those people think of next?
Those wacky.
But Germany is such, Germany is such
like
a source...
It's like BMG Navor is what it is.
Those wacky Germans.
What's this?
Decker Paley says, I'm starting to get sick of sex. It makes my arms sore. I'd
like to see the Bund meeting they were at when they cooked that fucker up, eh? Oh my God, that's just brutal.
In a related topic, Belgian police raid music pirates.
Yes, this is actually going to get posted on Monday. They're going into people's houses...
That are on Napster.
That are running Napster. You're running Napster.
They raid your house.
In your door. That's right.
The core politicals are after you.
You know, I know for a fact that they'd bring me down, but I would actually tear the head off the first guy through the door. I swear to God.
Oh, probably, but you'd get your ass.
No, I know. I know I'd get shot.
Music.
I know I'd get shot, but I actually want to die. with one guy's veins in my fucking teeth.
Well, there's an easier way. You encrypt everything with, like, Russian encryption. That's like, you know, 7,000.
What is your password?
Okay, so
hang on a second.
So you mean to tell me that we need to turn to the Russians to keep our freedom and safety?
The Russians are
welcome
fucking
to the new millennium.
Rad, man. I have a boner for Russians.
I know, but okay, maybe this doesn't mean quite as much.
A lot of guys have boners for Russians.
Maybe this doesn't
mean
too much to you, but just let's step back and take it from a Cold War baby's point of view.
Oh, fuck the Cold War. It was a big lie anyway. Half those people are just people trying to make ends meet. Now, there's a lot of Russian child porn and shit like that, but there's a lot of Russian people that kick ass. Yeah.
No, I never said it is. I'm just saying we're turning to the Russians to keep ourselves
safe. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, the irony.
The hackers, in Europe are fucking core. They're fighting for their lives over there. They're not hacking shit on a Sunday night just to have fun. They're hacking shit so that it's a real war over there. It's a backdoor kind of fucking friendly, you know, fights are us kind of war over here. But in Europe, it's fucking on, okay? That's why I'm really happy that Cult Europe has started to really take off in a big fucking rush. So, I mean, that's
cool. I've always wanted to be chased by Interpol.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whatever. But you sit there and you look at this shit, and it's brutal, the shit that they're trying to pull in Russia. But the thing is, if you run an encrypted, like, what I've done with the Cult server is I run about four different algorithms of encryption, which I don't even know how much fucking bit that adds up to. But yeah, it's all cool. They kick in my door, rad. Better not turn it off. Because holy shit, does everything dismount. And me having Irish heritage, it'll be a long time before I will tell you a fucking thing about and guess my password. You go right ahead. I'll tell you this much. Using 8x10 text, it's 15 lines long, and it's a number letter combination. And it's a speech.
Isn't that the
hacker. Thank you. Have a day.
Doesn't it amount to the cryptographic equivalent of pull my finger?
Something like that. It's like, you know, do you have a quantum computer? No? You're fucked! That's pretty much it. And I also, if anyone wants to get in touch with me who has access to some Dead Man Switch software, shit like five attempts and everything's goo.
Oh, I'm sure there's lots of that out there.
Yeah, like
you don't log in for 2 days, everything goes bye-bye.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, you don't like that?
I get kidnapped.
No,
I get kidnapped. I'm a badass for 48 hours, and then I start to cry. And they're like, we haven't even got hard yet. What's going on here? I don't know. Do you know what time it is? Fuck. Oh, well. Anyway, carry on.
The dumbest domain name dispute I've heard of to date. This one is over the site called eReferee.
E-referee?
And they're having to give up their name because the word referee belongs to somebody else, apparently. Somebody owns the word referee.
Me?
And
excuse me?
It's a website about referees, and they're not allowed to use the word anymore on their site at all.
Because it might be confused with, I think it's Referee Magazine, which is a print publication.
They can't even use it in the URL /referee. Like, nothing. Not that word.
On their page.
They have banned that word from anybody using the word referee. Because somebody owns it.
That's insane.
It is possible. They can shut you down for using a copyrighted word.
This is if a I copyrighted word!
I could put Mickey Mouse on my page. That's more understandable than referee, but they're thinking along the same lines.
Can I copyright the word the?
Sure, you could try.
I'll take it.
The.com.
I'll
now you can't publish the word on the web.
All vowels.
I have one that I'm not going to copyright, but I'm going to use it a lot. It starts die.
That's just brutal.
We're getting closer and closer to that Onion article. Microsoft copies the numbers zeros and ones.
Copyright zero and one.
Zeros and ones, so they own all computers and anything to do with computers.
Well, there's two types of things concerning laws. See, there's the making of laws, and then there's the enforcement of laws.
Well, they just enforced this one.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Not to take a page from Uncle Dax's book.
I'm going to.
It's kind of like this. You know, you buy something with your credit card, and everything on paper is cool, but now you've got the item in your possession. And, well, All I know is I got me this shotgun here, and I got some ammo. And, you know, like, fuck, it's crazy. Like, you can rewrite rules and laws. It's all perception, man. It's all perception. See, and people, in, especially in this country, if they believe that, that you know, they have rights and they're free, and, oh, yeah, the cops are there to protect me. I've never had to call one. And anybody who believes that, you know, that everything's going to be fine, oh, yeah, yeah, you know, because we're so spoiled in this country. We are so spoiled in fucking North America when you have countries like, well, fuck all of Europe, except for, like, well, the UK is really going crazy now. Like, the UK scares the shit out of me. Major concerns in Sean's mind. China and the UK.
A lot.
The UK a lot. More
free
than
for all country.
More than a little bit. The UK is like, yeah, we're all into genetic testing, cloning, slash whatever. The professor was telling me, and we didn't hear about this in the news over here, but some psycho fuck in England was some kind of lab guy, okay, and he was bringing, like, class four diseases home.
I have heard about this. I did hear about this.
And the guy was breeding insects and giving and making the insects carriers for the diseases.
Mm.
And he had, like, they didn't even say what diseases he had, but I guess Scotland Yard found out about it and fucking took Buddy away and tack nuked most of his.
Well, they also just recently, they had another situation where a group of Nigerians were cooking up sarin. They were going to use the London, the Underground? The London Underground. And they were going to do their own version of the Japanese.
And they were
going to
pump sarin gas into the British Underground?
Yeah, they were going to fucking drop sarin into the thing.
Okay, understand that the Special Air Service out of England are, like, the evilest fucking people in the world.
Gee, Sean, I'm Irish. I've never thought that before.
Well, yeah, we trained. You know. They paid really a good price. I mean, you got to respect the SAS. We trained them.
Yeah, they spent how many years kicking our asses?
Yeah, 800, thank you. But, I mean, you know, I mean, they've had to fight the Irish people for the last 800 years, and they do good, you know, for limited periods of time, you know. You know, SAS equals, you know, say, the Harkonnens, Irish equal Fremen.
I just think they should just remove the A and get it over with.
Well, pretty much they're an assassin team. I mean, they're fucking brutal. But it makes you wonder. But more than that, what I'm worried about is all this genetic shit that Britain's doing right now. Like, they're free for all over there.
Some of the shit I think they should have a little bit more restraint on. But doing any type of research with stem cells, I have no problem with it because we are shooting ourselves in the foot over ethical questions that aren't even ethical.
I don't know if it's the research I have a problem with. It's the application that they're already starting to do with it is screening out people, screening their genes for the insurance purposes.
Screening for basically anything like that, forget it. I go beyond being a communist. I get back into good old-fashioned bomb-throwing anarchist at that point, okay? I mean,
the insurance company won't cover medical expenses for this child. We've determined that he's prone to too many genetic diseases. You'll have to abort him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's the kind of shit I do.
That's just... Oh, you mean what they do in China?
It's just Gattaca.
Yeah.
You already have one kid. What they
no
do
more.
Right now in China, forced abortions in China right now.
What I'm worried, though, is that there's... I just made that one up off the top of my head, but I'm sure there's some insurance company somewhere that thought that would be a great idea.
I understand that in China, yeah, I see what you're saying, but it's not the same thing. Because although I don't think forced abortions is a good idea, what's the answer? We have over a billion people in our country. There's not enough room.
If we
allow people to continue to fuck and have children at will, then they will all die.
I've had an answer for this for years. Because they'll die from another reason. It just won't be planned. I've had an answer for this for like a number of years.
Yes,
but
we've heard it forever.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about
it's a rational one.
It's a rational one, but it drives people crazy. Like nothing I say, even the part where I say like let's kill the entire planet, does not get people quite as upset as this one.
Uh-oh.
I say that every person should be forced, like, on a long-term birth control. And you can only have a child if you pass a test. as far as I'm concerned, we need the problem with our society. The reason it's crumbling is the parenting system. We don't have one. Anybody can have a kid. You know, you need a license to drive a car. You need a license to have a gun. You need a license in any situation where you could fuck up another person's life, except for where you give birth to one.
I have to say one thing. It's just part of a song, Only Stupid People Are Breeding.
Yes, exactly.
Very true.
I mean, I'm sorry. We're not talking like you have to be... I'm not talking about, like, you know, genetic elitism. I'm not talking even, like, you know, intellectual elitism. I'm just talking you have to prove you're capable of bringing up a child in a decent environment. And I'm not just saying, you know, you have some
money. I like
money.
The theory behind it. I don't know about...
I make 2 points. First off, there's a big difference between how many children people have and how many children people want. And if we can get those numbers a little closer together, I think we'd all be a lot better off. And the birth control, the birth rates in around, like, places like Canada and in Europe have level birth rates or even negative birth rates in some countries.
And yeah, in
Japan
Europe,
currently has like a negative birth rate, but I think Germany does too. But like it's places where they're really poor and where they don't have access to education and contraception, where they
I think Britain has a negative birth rate, but they're poor there.
And the thing that they're not exactly a third world nation though at this point. They're not exactly.
They just treat their people that way.
Yeah, there's the other thing too is
no, they treat their colonies that way.
They
treat their people that way.
We're supposed to teach people in the schools. The whole point of having education is that people have the skills they need to get through life. And there's a lot of fucking things that, like, we get taught in, say, high school and whatnot that we don't get taught, I mean, in high school. Like, I've always thought, why aren't we taught statistics when they're thrown up in our face every single fucking day? Like, if you want to learn statistics...
It's an option.
Most people, you have to go to university.
Yes.
But everyone should know statistics. Because,
exactly.
Like you said, it's tossed in our face constantly. And you don't understand them.
Statistics is more important to know than geometry.
I took statistics.
Yes, that's true.
At the end of the course, they said, by the way, it's all bullshit. You can make statistics look
any way you want.
No, you know what? I didn't take a class of statistics, but I took that in something, and they said that was the first thing they said.
Yeah,
they said
you can
statistics
skew it any
bullshit.
Way you want, and why you can you make 5%
okay,
10%.
Go ahead. But why can't we teach parenting skills? I mean, these courses—they
supposedly do.
They supposedly exist, but they're called like family management classes, and they're basically housewifery 11 and housewifery 12.
Yes.
I remember seeing there was one of these classes in my high school that was offered. There was one guy in the class, and he was like from like an extremely Christian family.
But what about all those things we see on TV about carrying the eggs around for a week? Does that not exist?
It's one of the most effective forms of adolescent contraception known to man.
Uh-huh.
You know? It's like, I think there's stuff like this that, you know, but beyond that, beyond just the sort of sex is bad, you know, you don't want to get pregnant kind of stuff. What about when these people do grow up?
I think they should bring
people
a whole bunch of babies into the class to make you change them.
You know what? The
more
problem
like,
is
what it's going like, to be like.
You know, there's
like, how do you handle, like, people don't, how do you handle the crazy shit the kids throw?
You're not going to be able to teach a class. You're not going to be able to teach a class. You're not going to be able to make a test that people can pass for parenting. Because the problem with people isn't, they don't know what to do. It's that they're fucked up individuals. And when they get angry, they do this. And when they're happy, they do this. And they're fucking manic depressive fucks. And when you're manic depressive as a parent and you're unstable as a parent, that's a bad parent. And your kids aren't going to be able to learn from that properly, right? That's not something you can teach. And the only thing you can do to test for it is put people under a situation where you go, oh, you're fucked up. We don't want you to have kids. It's that simple. You can't have we'll teach them how to be proper parents.
I'm not saying.
We'd be better off if we at least had that step, though.
What step? What are you going to tell them? Don't spank your children? Well, that's...
No, we're not even talking about the type of, you know, political correct Dr. Spock bullshit that we've been fed for the last 25 years on how we're supposed to be...
Okay, what are we going to be taught?
What are we going to be taught? Some the basic situations. A baby cries. How are you going to handle it? I mean... every mother learns how to basically handle a child. Every mother really knows.
There's some people that think that the way you get that you quiet a screaming baby is that you scream at them, and if they don't shut up, you shake them.
No. People. There's people that do that. But if you ask them when they're rational, they're not going to tell you, oh, yeah, the best way to quiet a screaming baby is to yell at it and shake it. They're going to say, no, that's a terrible thing to do.
Yeah.
But then when they get stuck in the situation, they're fucking idiots,
and they have
no patience, so that's what they do. That's not what they think is the proper thing to do.
There are many...
Yeah, it's the difference between teaching and them doing it. And no matter how much teaching, they're not going to do it.
But there are a lot of different things as well.
Closer.
Where there are, like, problems with the disease, the colds, and all the different myths that are out there for parents, that it's just insane. And, like, just even talking to people that are new parents, and you hear all the different things that they say, oh, if they're feeling sick, you do this to them. It's like, actually, no, that'll kill them. There's tons of stuff like that.
Just the basic
information.
I think maybe they should make you go through it when you are pregnant. Like, first go to the doctor. Okay, you have to go to this course.
What's your suggestion?
Okay, this is all cool that we're having this discussion about licensing breeding. But this is...
Has to be discussed.
About licensing breeding, please.
No.
We went off of that.
No, but we're barking up the wrong tree.
Okay.
The reason why the family unit has disintegrated is... Yes.
What the fuck is this?
That's the Star Trek fight music.
Oh, I see. That's hilarious. Yeah.
But
the reason
how
why
long can this discussion go on?
How long? No, the truth of the matter is that the problem is not in the parenting technique. The problem is because there's so much demand been put on parents by the modern workplace. My dad goes to work every day, works 40 hours. So does my mom.
Yes.
The family unit was maybe not better, but was more intact in the 50s when one parent was home.
Workable.
It was workable. Now, because of our economy and the way that the corporate politicals drive our society, everyone has to work. The child is raised by a television.
Or somebody else.
And now we're talking about licensed breeding. That is what we're doing is we're making the wrong assumption from the statistics which we've been fed here. Not so much statistics, but we're treating the symptoms, not the cause.
Mm-hmm.
The cause is because the demand put on people is too great for them to effectively be able to have the time to raise their families.
That's definitely the uptake factor.
What we should do is we should use some of this fucking space age technology we crank out every day.
Yeah.
And instead of using it to make PDAs and use those PDAs to constantly be at work when we're not at work and eliminate the whole office wall so everything's an office,
mm-hmm.
and encourage people to work at home so that they can work at home and that way you're always at work. Rather than do that, why don't we say give women credit when they get pregnant and help them versus treating it like it's some kind of diseased condition and let them, you know, have 2 months off? And also, what happens if we can get some companies who can begin to give family priority versus profit priority? Because how much fucking money do you really need to make? Now, I understand.
They're working towards that.
Are they? The only reason why they're working.
Bit.
A little bit. Okay, the only companies that are doing that, there was in Germany and some European countries, okay, they started to do that. In Japan.
Now here in Canada, you can get 1 year maternity leave.
Okay, yeah, that's great, but mm-hmm. I mean, still, people sit there and they view, women know how to be a parent. Okay, women instinctively know that shit. Okay, there's exceptions, everyone. Okay, I don't give a fuck what any of you say here, even a little bit on this issue, because yeah, there are women who are fuck-ups just like everyone else. But if you take 10 guys and you take 10 chicks, the 10 chicks will have a better idea how to deal with a child because it's genetic.
Yes.
Okay, you can't
It's not fucking genetic. It's because we're given this sort of responsibility. It's the mommies who do most of the raising. It's, you know, we're the ones who are given the little baby dolls when we're little kids. I mean,
I call bullshit on that. I think it's genetic.
I don't think it is.
I don't think so.
Well, I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. What I think...
I'd like to ask what the people in a country where it's the men that do the raising of small children, because there are a few places like that.
Where?
There's fucking... I can't remember the name of this place.
No, she's right. There's like one... there's one country where it's more common for the men to actually raise the child than the women.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it is.
To the rules.
The women just sort of squeeze out the milk.
Regardless. I mean, if you sit there, it just seems to me that, like, right now, having a family and having children is treated as an inconvenience.
You're right. No, you're right about
that. And we gotta stop that and go, whoa, fuck, hey, back.
Hey, well,
should people be having children if they can't handle them?
What do you mean if you can't handle them?
If you're not financially stable enough
whether
to have
kids. Whether
or not
you can financially stable.
Should you be having them?
There are lots and lots and lots of people who were born slaves, who are under massive oppression, who grew up to be outstanding members of society. You can't judge a person by economic status.
I've
seen some trailer park trash, and I'm like, holy fuck, please don't breed. Yeah. But
one thing I'd like to point out is that have you noticed that the average age at which women reproduce is beginning later and later and later?
And why is
that? You know why? The reason why this is because people can't get to that level of financial stability until they're older and older. And we're starting to approach the point where by the time a family is financially solvent viable enough to be able to take on this expense of, you know, kids who cost, I think the current figures cost about $150,000 to raise a child, minimum.
I think it's actually up to like $500,000 to the age of 18. To the age of 18, from 0 to 18.
Once you're able to take on this kind of massive fucking expense.
People don't make that much.
Once people are able to take on this massive fucking expense, women are actually reaching the point where their fertility is going down. They're getting to the point where we've got this huge risk of, you know, getting Down syndrome or just infertility. And here we are. There's all these wonderful. You hear all this news about, you know, wonderful advances in managing infertility. Wonder why that is.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's including cost on government as well as for education, medication, schooling. Everything.
That's subsidized value then.
Well,
because you can't make an extra $27,000
like
a year for a kid.
That's like saying I ripped off so and so because I downloaded music off of Napster. They lost $10 million because I listened to their music.
Okay, but in any case, to kind of nail down what we're saying here is licensing for birth is not the solution here. All you'll get there is it'll become a status symbol for people that have children.
It'll become eugenics. I want to know.
I've never had a problem
with
eugenics.
Does everybody know at least?
As a biologist,
I have a massive fucking problem.
Yeah, I have a huge, huge problem with anyone trying to license any kind of breeding. It's kind of like, okay, red tape is nice.
What's the difference between an ultrasound and finding that the baby has a hole in its heart and aborting it then?
No, that's not eugenics. That's not eugenics. Girl on the left, would you let us know what eugenics is?
Eugenics is when you're specifically trying to breed humans for desired characteristics. Selective breeding as applied to humans.
So we're taking our instincts further.
We want all our girls to be blonde because they'll look like Britney Spears more. You do surveys on people now. Like, if you give people the ability to pick and choose what their own kids will look like, they will still gravitate towards blonder and more blue-eyed.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
don't we pick our partners that way too?
That's natural.
The point
and
being,
it's not a
John,
matter of
the point being is that you
John,
who,
without
who
eugenics,
would you
your child will be born with bat wings.
Deciding what the nation, what the next generation should look like, what they should be bred for. You know, who makes this decision?
The government or the individual?
Having this conversation.
I mean, can you imagine? The Ministry of Breeding. You have to go up to their standards.
Fuck that! Everybody to the cult compound.
But even putting it in the hands.
Everybody in. Throw up the wire. Everything's cool. You guys want to get together and fuck? Do it on your own time. We'll figure out what to do with the kids later. Try to be cool about it, though. Thanks much. No licensing.
But what about putting it into the hands of the individual? Rather than the government.
Why don't we just...
They already do that.
It is in the hands of the individual now.
Well, we can't have that.
They've actually proven, like...
what will happen?
Black Wolf said earlier, it's been proven that smarter people are breeding less.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well... We're all doomed.
That does not... Can I point out something? Smarter people breeding less does not
Smarter people meaning what? Let's define what that means.
Can I just finish?
People that aren't smarter.
For some definition of smart...
Arbitrary.
Saying that somebody... just saying that if smarter people breed less, that does not necessarily mean that their genes are going to spread in the population less. Because... Just because
black holes all fucking baited.
No, seriously, because their children, they may have fewer children, but they can be more viable. I mean, think of it this way, folks. You have, let's just go to the example of plants. You have plants that go out and spread fucking millions of seeds.
Yeah. There you go.
But they're not but they're not necessarily. It's not like they've taken over now, has it? Okay, small. They can. They can.
You haven't seen the dandelions in my yard.
Dandelions are a special case. They don't actually spread through their seeds because they've got like fucked up genes. But that's another issue entirely.
I found an I found an exception to the rule again.
Yeah.
I would just. But the point being is that you've got some critters. So you've got some animals that have a small number of offspring that they take a lot of care into breeding. This is the general case with, say, mammalian predators. Or you can have creatures that have spread out an obscene number of potential offspring.
More likely
and
to
a
die?
Hell of a lot of them get weeded out, like, say, salmon.
Uh-huh.
Are we over...
Dumb people die quick.
Pretty much.
Now, you see, this gets back to an idea and PVM talked about a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Now, I said that we should not protect the stupid. We should get rid of all this legislation that protects the stupid. Uh-huh. Now, but, however, PVM...
There's a lot of it.
It out of the studio.
I say we should actively set traps for it.
Free hot sex in there.
Okay. See, you
smells
said
like mustard gas, though.
You said,
oh, well.
stupid people. Only stupid people are breeding. They're breeding more. But your point was that just because smart people aren't having as many children, but the point is, lots of smart people aren't having any children. Not, I'm only having one and stupid people are having 12. That's fine, because at least you're passing it on, and there's that potential in the future that your genes will get passed on. But there, I know lots of people that I would consider to be, above normal in whether it's intelligence or just all around personality. They're superior personalities, in my opinion, and they don't want kids.
Well, that's kind of the point.
Well,
they don't plan to ever have.
They
don't plan to ever have any.
Because you think it's like, wow, half a fucking $1 million. Scary for me.
Matter why. Matter why.
I'd like to just
their genes are gonna not be carried on here.
What's that?
Just the point here.
I think that the whole fact is people will breed, and I don't really care so long as people breed, and whether or not they're smart or fucking stupid. Because you have stupid parents doesn't mean you'll be stupid, and
To a degree,
before we get into like genetic purity and fucking passing of intellect from stupid to people, it's like, fuck that. Fuck this entire line of thought. Like this whole, right back to the root.
Why are you looking at me when I'm saying that's your opinion? If they try to license any kind of breeding, I'll be right in there
with Uncle Dak shooting people.
Hey, I'm not gonna.
Okay, he wants to do it.
I don't think licensing breeding is wrong.
Talking about not something about stupid people versus.
I'm looking around the room and I'm just like, is this the people who are talking?
I have faith in natural selection. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I have faith in people's own abilities to decide whether or not they want to breed. As long as they have that choice to control when, if, and when.
I'd like to become dumber and actually move into the Amazon rainforest and live the rest of my life without seeing another white person and just, sit around eating mangoes and, fuck my wife in a grass hut all day. That would rock. Okay, that would
the choice is yours.
Bulldozers don't run over my house. That would fucking kick ass.
Move to the center of it.
The thing that brings up this whole selective breeding, whatever, this whole topic, that makes it a consideration is the fact that the world, it doesn't have enough room for the amount of people that are growing on it.
So there'll be wars and people will die.
That's right. So you're saying it's all right to have a war and have people die that way, but it's not all right to have
life happens. Things will occur.
Forced abortion.
I'd rather have people. I'd rather have education and contraception available to everybody because they found those are the two quickest way, the two fastest ways to keep explosive population growth down.
Yeah, we'd rather
have available contraception.
Agreed.
And to give education, specifically education for women.
Agreed. Okay, excellent. Problem is that will never happen. If you want to have a happy, Oh, I can say that. I should be pretty accurate at it. But that's not my point. My point is that can't happen without an extreme amount of fascism, which you guys all hate, and me too. You can't have everyone in the world be smart.
We'll have to close the churches first.
No, not, you know, you can't have everyone in the world be educated and, you know, everyone in the world be middle class without a real large amount of fascism.
Yes. And effort.
Okay, effort, yeah, of course,
no,
but I'm talking about
gonna happen
the method.
Tomorrow, dude.
Okay, but it can't happen at all without, you know, fascism.
Mm-hmm.
Our freedom.
I'll dispute that.
The way we have
how
freedom.
How do we know? We don't. It's not like we know every single potential political system that has been invented
now. But
like hell no.
I think what it requires
is the chaos on this planet. Okay. Prevents any sort of perfection from happening.
Can I point out that back, you know, during Roman times, if you had told people that it was possible to have a large, thriving civilization that did not require virtually everyone to have slaves, they would have fucking said, fuck no, impossible. It doesn't happen.
You're saying that there are no slaves today.
I'm trying to point out is that if they wouldn't have believed that the kind of social structure that we have in North America today
really no
would be
slaves
even possible.
I'd argue
I'm
that.
Trying
no,
to,
but
I'm
it does,
trying to
no, I understand
what
you're saying.
What's their point of view?
It doesn't
their
matter.
They wouldn't have believed it.
So what if they wouldn't?
What the hell
it?
Do we know that they say that? Oh. Nobody will never be able to achieve this kind
that's
of
not,
state
that's
of
not
equality.
A, that's not a very good comparison at all.
Okay, we're going to move on to the next topic.
I'm saying the world will never be the happy, wonderful place that you're saying it should be.
I didn't say
without
it was going to be
fascism.
Happy and wonderful, but I said I figure it can get better.
I figure it can get better too, but it's not going to get to the point where everyone on the planet...
How the fuck do you know?
Sorry for crushing your happy little fantasy, but I know, okay? I've been reading history, and I've been reading the way people work up to this point, and observing it.
Now.
Yeah, that's right. But history tells
well,
the way people are.
It can never get better than it is now, can it?
No. Look, people are the way people are. They're greedy, and they want to make themselves better. And in order to have the wonderful, it's the same thing as communism. Communism isn't a terrible, horrible thing. It just can't possibly work. Because in order to have communism work, you either have to have everybody who wants to do it, which will never happen, unless you have some selective breeding, or
a lot of hippies.
Or you have to have a lot of fascism to force people to do it.
But what if there's another system other than
just to interject real quick if you don't mind because we're going to wrap this up here.
Okay. Probably a good idea.
We're wandering topic. Must end.
Stabbing at each other. Okay. I personally would say that mandatory abortion is bad because it eliminates people's choices. I'd rather see wars because there is always choice there. Except for the innocent children who wind up getting fucking blown up. But
I agree with you.
You got to take topics to extremes, though, to point out the flaws in it.
Yes.
Wars are bad.
I never said anything about abortion, and
they're horrible.
I just don't want
them
to basically. I just would like.
It's more honorable.
There are birth control systems.
What is the next story, Sam? We'd better stop this now.
Okay. Well, there's a break.
What did I say, by the way? Just getting back to one thing. What did I say at the beginning?
What's
did I not say
story,
that
Sam?
This would piss everybody off? Did I not say that?
No, it didn't piss everybody off. It's just this fucking...
This story brought me great relief.
What is
it? It lifted my spirits. Carnivore got a new name. We can all forget about it now.
Oh, what's it called now?
They're calling it DCS 1000.
Oh,
I forgot about it already.
Wow, it sounds like a vacuum cleaner.
Yes, the new DCS 1000 will scoop up all data that you've sent on the internet filter it off to the latest government that's in power.
What does DCS stand for? Dickless Corporate Shells?
Yes, and there's a nice little interactive graphic there and showing how the carnivore works. It's probably a very happy little boxes going down conveyor belts.
I remember seeing a wonderful article pointing out that a system like carnivore could not only be used to monitor everybody's emails, but it could also be used to effectively shut something like that could probably be used to effectively shut down the entire internet through the United States in an obscenely short amount of time.
Yes, because they want it mandatorily installed on all ISPs with probably a remote shutdown switch.
Exactly.
Oh, there's too many bad words going through or whatever.
Exactly. So
this is their way of getting their fingers on all ISPs.
For some reason, there's a state of emergency in this state. So you can't imagine that possibly happen with a WHO.
Media blackout.
Media
which
blackout.
Now includes ISPs.
I can't get AOL anymore. How would that happen?
Uh-huh. With upgrades come new names, Paul Bresant's FBI spokesman. The old name of flesh-eating predator has conjured up unfortunate images for many people, he added.
It's not because there's any legitimate cause for concern. It just sounds like a scary animal, and we thought people were frightened by it.
So we're
going to give it a nice squishy name now.
George,
so
I don't know how to tell you this,
happy.
But the name didn't scare us. It's the actual program itself, what it's meant for.
Okay, who's going to help me get the rock pointed towards the earth, okay?
We're going to play something that Holy Dio did. This was an effort put together by many, 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 many people. They must have sent WAV files back and forth, all coordinated by Holy Dio. It's pretty good, pretty long, but just take a listen.
How long is it?
6 minutes.
Oh, all right.
Cool.
So here it is. It's called, I renamed it 911 Call. It was just called Call.
Hello. You've reached 911. For your convenience, an automated teller system has been installed. If there has been a death you'd like to report, please press 1. If your call is about an automobile accident or anything automotive related, please press 2. If you or someone else has been sexually abused or assaulted, please press 3. If this is a medical emergency, please press 4. If there is a fire, please press 5. If you need to speak to an operator or need help, please press 6. Again, your options are: please wait while your call is directed to an operator. None of our operators are available
Great.
To take your call at the time
being. 911.
Please stay on the line until we are able to assist you.
Sorry about the wait. My mom just called in from out of town. How may I assist you?
Yes. I'm calling because I heard gunshots in the Holiday Inn.
Please make a selection from the menu.
Hello. You've reached 911. If you killed the person, please press 1. If you know who killed the person, please press 2. If you do not know who killed the person, please press 3. If the person died of natural causes or health-related reasons, please press 4. Again, your options are: please wait while your call is directed to the unknown murder line. None of our operators are available to take your call at the time being. Please stay on the line until we are able to assist you.
Sorry for the wait. I was fooling around with one of the fine blonde secretaries down the hall, and the phone kept ringing, so I took it off the hook. What can I do for you?
I heard gunshots.
Well, is the guy dead?
I only heard gunshots in the middle of a Holiday Inn. How the hell would I know?
You may want to try one of the medical emergency lines.
Hello. You've reached 911. If you are calling about a heart attack or other heart-related issue, please press 1. If you are calling about a bone-related injury, please press 2. If the injury you are calling about is gun or knife-related, please press 3. If the injury is none of the above, please press 4. Again, your options. Please wait while your call is directed to the medical emergency line for gun and knife related injuries.
I'm calling because I heard gunshots in the Holiday Inn.
Was anybody injured?
How would I know? I only heard the gunshots.
Then why are you calling us? We get hundreds of calls a day, and you're calling us because you heard gunshots? It could have been target practicing, for all we know.
In a hotel? I don't think so.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Hi, officers. I assume you're here about the gunshots I heard.
Actually, we're here because we've been getting reports you've been harassing 911. We're here by placing you under arrest. You have the right to remain silent. If you choose to waive this right, anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you can't afford one, one will be appointed to you by the court.
Written by myself, Prophet Holy Dio. Automated Teller, played by Nomad Half-Elf. Operator 1, played by Nomad Skitty. Operator 2, played by Gargoyle Kexler. Operator 3, played by Decker Lieutenant Major Zombie. Cop, played by Gargoyle Breaker 1. Caller, played by myself, Prophet Holy Dio. Additional credit goes out to Prophet Romeo Jr. and Prophet Smokehouse, who found me the sound effects to make this possible.
Quite a number of people contributed to that. Huh?
You mean that was actually just recreated?
Damn, that wasn't how it actually is.
That was like the cult's longest day. It was like everybody was in it.
That's very cool.
But it was a big undertaking. I mean, I applaud them for that. The whole music was a little long.
Do you know what we need? I need Lieutenant Major Zombie. Zombie. I want you to do the audio book for the virus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, that's too good. That would be
Zombie,
perfect.
If you want to start recording
this is
that,
the virus manifesto.
This is the virus manifesto.
Him or the cat.
Or the cat. I totally want Lieutenant Major Zombie narrated by Leet Decker, Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Leet.
I think that would be much mightiness.
One more story.
Sure.
This is Kornikova virus suspect arrested. The guy turned himself in.
Wow, how dumb are you?
First of all, he used a program to create the virus.
Turn in other people.
It's a VBS script making program he used. He just typed things in and pressed go. That's all he did. And he brought down many systems around the world.
I accidentally created a virus. I'm sorry.
By picking
this is a bad. This is a bad fucking monster movie.
By picking the right words, Anna Kournikova. Everyone, Anna Kournikova. Even though their sysadmins previously last five times about VBS scripts told them not to click on things. This is the problem with the company.
Is this a personal note for you?
No, we. Yes, the place I work at is much smarter than that.
But
well,
it's the
sometimes.
Promise of porn. How can someone resist this?
That's right. It's very irresistible.
The promise of porn.
The promise porn.
I actually have protective measures in place against this kind of thing, but it's called being a straight female.
Or having a brain.
Have you now or have you ever looked at a fireman calendar?
And with evidence
would you
still like to? You still won't get behind
She's
my
lying.
Idea of trapping, stupid.
It's it says, like, it usually says, here's the file, here's the picture you wanted. And it doesn't even have your friend's name in it or anything. And it just says AnnaKournikova.jpg. And since Windows...
Here's those pictures of hot naked teen girls you want.
That's right.
It's like, me?
And since Windows inherently hides the last...
The .vbs.
The .vbs automatically, because you don't need to see those pesky extensions.
Booby traps.
That would show our DOS days.
What did he say? What did he say? Booby traps for stupid people. It's not it's not the law. Just a good
idea.
What
if you're on, the annoying part is when you're on a stupid person's email list.
Yes, and you get sent
this
entities.
This is the problem when I was at work. I mean,
you're not
you
too
have.
Smart. You know stupid people.
That's what I said too.
My place of
you're
work
friends
is
with those stupid
you're
people.
You're on a mailing. You're on a sort of a universal email address book, which was with TechDC, which was every fuck. Person in the university, professors, staff, student, everybody. All you needed was one person. One person who's like,
at a Kournikova.
Or whatever. or the whatever. Experience on the joke virus. The sort of joke virus was good enough for them. But a joke, click here, okay, jolly candy-like button.
Oh, yeah. So explain last night, Sean. What did we do last night?
Oh, last night we went down to the Java Joint, and I donned my best lounge singer garb, and got up on stage.
Your styling jacket?
Yelled for a bit, but mostly Erase played and did an awesome job because we had a decent sound guy, which was mostly Prophet Erase until the sound guy showed up. Which, because sound guy was like late, never showed.
Missing
so,
in action.
So what you're saying is that there's like a thing with sound guys.
The sound guy was actually pretty decent.
Yeah, this guy's pretty decent, but sound guys are inherently retards.
Yes.
You'd like to have a little gauge, you must be this retarded before you can be a sound guy.
Yes. Oh, believe me.
Did he get fired multiple times too?
200% PVM. What did you take in communications?
I studied sound engineering.
Yes. And why are you not a sound engineer now?
Because
I hated dealing with musicians.
Yes.
I was one of those, too.
But
why
anyway.
Am I not working in the music industry? Because they're all fucking retarded.
Yeah, pretty much.
So this is what you've all been waiting for.
Oh, wow. They're all, like, talking about the show. It was awesome. It was great.
It was amazing. Sean talked in a microphone
Sean
and everything.
Sean spoke on stage. I'm thinking what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a page from Jello Biafra, and I'm just going to sit there and watch your mouth, Sean.
What? What'd you say, Sean? Oh, my God.
No, he's saying, watch what you say. I'm listening.
Okay.
Oh. And I have a record button.
Oh. Sure.
Suddenly I have fear coursing through my veins.
So the vocals weren't very loud.
No.
They're loud
well, the
enough
vocals
to understand.
Were good. The vocals were good. Are you going to play it or what?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Next time I think what I might do is I might just actually do a spoken word rally and just start walking around and...
I was working.
No music.
Trying to whip people into a riot or something. That'd be awesome. I'll go.
Do y'all have matches? Nope. I have matches here. Light whatever's next to you on fire.
Please pick up a complimentary.
It's not warm enough in here.
please pick up a complimentary set of cult matches and brass knuckles and go out and spread the word of justice. Thanks for coming out. But anyway,
ooh, justice.
So it was.
What are you talking about? Oh, right. Because Smokehouse is a sound happened? Engineer.
Okay.
Okay, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Hell hath no fury like a sound guy scorned.
Well, there's...
I'm sure that
Holy Dio and Smokehouse will be the first to admit that the guys who usually run the shows at those little gigs
are useless
with the bad fucking t-shirts and the hair who claim themselves to be sound guys...
Who play 80s music all night.
A lot of them a really bad name, and I'm really sure...
80s metal music all night?
Yeah, and I'm sure that the other really good sound guys will be the first ones in line to crucify the shitty guys who claim to be sound guys.
The good sound guys are out of the clubs. Yeah. They're like doing it for real bands, and they go on
like
tour with
a
the band.
Real job, you know. So anyway, but anyway, so yeah, this was what it sounded like. So there it is, and it was just something done on stage. It was pretty spur of the moment. Everything else is.
Yeah, this was last night.
This next little thing that we're going to do is a little jam we've previously done with a friend, and he's on a radio station called Ramp Radio, and he's part of an organization called The Cult,
It's not quite as it sounds. And
Oh, no,
not at all. Yeah. You don't have a robot that's going to take over the world. Yeah. This guy's maybe matches me in sort of out there in left fieldness. So I'm going to have a drink, and then we're going to start this song.
And if you want to get involved, you know, with like a dangerous cult that will cause you to like give up all your money and you can like kill goats and sin and have orgies, okay? You want to email join@thecult.org and we'll like exploit you to the ends of the earth and like all for a good cause. You know, that's the idea. You have to get a jacket like this one. No, that's what it's about. It's all about exploitation, really. I mean, you know, now what it is we're all about allowing what we call counterculture, the people who think that the guys who drive BMWs and shit suck. Not because they want to drive BMWs, just because that's what they were issued. You know, that's that whole crowd. So it's all about allowing all the different counterculture scenes, the hacker scene, the surfer dudes, the everybody getting together. We got about just shy of 500 members now, apparently,
in all of the world, in China and Russia and a lot of these countries where you're not allowed to free to look at websites if you want to. You're not allowed to share music. It used to be, you know, called sharing before they made it illegal, you know, and now it's called theft. I don't really know how that works, yeah, but anyway. So that's the whole concept of it. Anybody who wants any more information, hit www.thecult, that's with K, K-U-L-T.org. Or you can hit Rant Radio and listen in on Sunday nights to the What the Hell Show, 9 p.m. broadcasting live for like 3 hours of mentalness. All right, so thanks much. We got two more songs real quick. This next song is called What You Need.
All that I caught from the whole musical part of that was just something about graffiti on BMWs and spray painting my cat.
You got
that's
it.
Okay.
You got the important parts.
I also think I heard something about having Tommy Boy having an abortion or something like that.
Hey, you interpret it different than other people, but you got the idea
we'll
still.
We'll just call it art. You know what I should do, actually?
People are saying Sean should make a studio version of that.
What?
It's impromptu.
You
have to go through it and write down what he said.
First, you have to translate it.
Yes. What is involved? Would somebody out there
scripted
in
rant
radio world tell me what is involved? Like, how do you go around and do that spoken word job after shit?
You put up posters, and people show up, and you'll show up. And you get a microphone, you speak.
And that's it?
Yeah. Book a hall. I don't know. Follow bands around.
Portable.
Go on after them. Go on before them. Introduce the bands.
Portable generators on a flatbed truck.
There you go.
Just going from
go through town. Drive through Langley.
I'm just wondering. Erase is listening right now. I'm just thinking maybe next time what I'll do is I'll just be like
play a free concert.
I'd like to see you go on to like Speakers Corner on Much Music.
I did that once.
Really?
I was in, yeah, it was way back when. This was in 1996, no.
Surprise.
No, I didn't know. I was pathetic. I was just like some loser. I was like, you know, I didn't have 2 years of fucking doing this shit under my belt to know what to say and stuff. And it's a whole new thing live. Like, you know, Erase is awesome live because they have a lot of presence and they know.
They've been going.
I've seen them.
What,
I've seen
96?
Them twice
yeah.
now.
And
I've seen them twice now.
Yeah, their drummer looks like Charles Manson.
Yeah,
he looks like he got cross.
Good image going.
The day before and his whole face was all fucked up and he's laughing, you know, and I'm like, well, yeah, I'm gonna, a car hit me on the way down here and I got thrown 200 feet and landed on this spike.
But okay,
and,
I'll make
you
know,
I had to pull out on my hip and all, but you know, limping a bit, you know, and it was like, holy fuck.
Yeah, but I'm ready. Are we set up?
We're gonna. Are we set up? Right on. Let's get on the drums. You know, I'm like, holy fuck.
Drummer. Okay, I'm just gonna say this. PVM will back me up on this. Drummers.
Yeah, this drummer.
Separate
will, like,
breed. Okay.
Now this guy's got his own cult. And they'll come to your house and like cut your baby open and shit. Like, drummer. You know, he's very cool. And maybe what we'll do next time, I don't know, whatever. We're discussing this live.
Wow.
I'm having a virtual huge conference call with Erase right now over the air. Maybe what I'll do is I'll drop some points and I'll just go down and talk a little bit. Like before the show, so that people know why they're at the show and why it's important to go to shows.
You should like take like some peyote before you go on stage.
Yeah, I'll get
it enhances it.
I'll get up and I'll be like, okay, I made some Kool-Aid.
You, it's a dragon tail. What are you doing over there?
Jesus Christ, where are all these goddamn animals? But yeah, no, it's. It's something that I wouldn't mind.
Fuck the Pope. Not my fault.
What the fuck? No, but seriously, I'd like to do some stage stuff. Not with the music in the background because
you can't hear you.
Well, you can't hear me, and it's kind of like we
unless
never,
I was on the board, maybe I should have been on.
We rehearsed that like once. Then we went to the OB, which was a complete gang fuck. And then there was we went down to the Jab Joint, which was great.
Nice little place.
And I think what would be cool is I'd like to get on, you know, and do like a little gig, but I don't know how the fuck you'd set that up. Like, how do you get on and say,
you just
hey,
go up to the bands
hey,
and say,
band.
Hey, I'll introduce all of you. I'm just going to say a little piece before I introduce you.
You know,
though.
But I don't know if they'd be into that. I guess you'd have to get known by
the
bands.
They seemed pretty cool, all the bands, last night.
Yeah, they well, actually, some of the bands were drinking, and they should have been, and there was fucking beer there and shit, and it's a clean hall.
That explains the second band.
Okay, why
were
they?
Drinking heavily.
Were they all fucking...
They're loud.
Yeah, they were
that's
all...
That's all they sounded like.
They were all fucked up, like...
Well, like I said, the first time I went and saw these guys, I was like... The other guys I heard with, it was like bad... bands that you know are going absolutely fucking nowhere. And then I heard Erase, and I had to say that it was like wow, it's like these people almost sound professional, and I know a couple of them. Huh? How'd that happen?
Yeah, it's kind of cool when they do that shit. So it's neat, but like yeah, it'd be cool to do. But next time I think what I'll do is we might just get up, and that way we can promote bands and promote people for a little more, you know, indie awareness kind of thing going on there, which would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll take it as she comes. What else we got on?
Either of you have any stories to tell?
I spent like pretty much an entire evening throwing up at work, so I only worked 2 days this week. I got food poisoning at work, so it was real fun.
Ooh. And you don't want to tell us about that, I'm quite sure.
Well, I'm. Let's just put
please,
it this,
not let, again.
Let's put it this way: the janitor called the shift foreman, and the shift foreman is like knocking on the doors. I'm in the toilet throwing up, wanting to know if I want an ambulance because he's never heard people make noises like this.
Ooh, large splashes.
That's a good sign. That deep grumbling. Remember, I'm unique only to him.
I have a diaphragm.
Roman, not an arc, and Sasquatch. Possibly Yeti if they threw up.
I have a diaphragm that's like pretty much the size of my entire chest, so when things come out, they're coming out.
Well, that usually helps. Actually, having it all the way across. It helps you breathe.
If it doesn't go all the way across, it doesn't work very well.
Yes.
That's it. Ball him out for biological singers. He didn't take a medical degree. He's puking.
I'm so sorry. I'm a fool.
You weren't gene screened as a baby, were you?
You worked at a hospital.
No, I wasn't.
You worked at a hospital. You should know that.
The only time I ever saw somebody's diaphragm was when they were cracking it open.
That heart problem.
Yeah, the heart
thing.
We'll do a Tales from the Street then.
Sure.
Picking him up with a squeaky, it's Robin Minnick's Tales from the Street.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Ronan Medic back from a one-month hiatus. At least it feels like a one-month hiatus.
The week seemed that long.
Oh, if only I could tell the stories.
Uh-huh.
But this one I'm choosing to share with you today is, once again, a natural selection story. Going on the topics of breeding and true breeding and not-so-true breeding.
I have another Dr. Pepper, too.
This one, yes. What we have here is a story coming from NASCAR with a pallet jack. Yes, it seems as though that one of my wonderful friends decided to, how to best put this, he drove up with his forklift. He drove up to this one particular pallet, and he started, well, hey, let's put this forklift here, which has been known to be causing troubles and actually has the nickname of Crusher.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, you know, vehicles should not have nicknames, especially when it comes to heavy lift equipment.
No, they should be retired or fixed.
Or just, yes, exactly. He goes in to get a pallet full of material that he has to shift and put onto the other pallet.
Be sure to spay and neuter your forklifts.
Or forklift drivers.
This can be prevented.
This can be.
He goes and takes the shit.
He goes and takes the stuff off of said pallet and puts onto the pallet onto the forklift. Well, Crusher, as it's known, once again kicks itself into gear, thus trapping him between the forklift, which shifted and spun, between him and an I-beam.
Wait a second, this is a Stephen King story.
You see, we have the possessed
forklift. The forklift is possessed
by Satan.
Satan himself.
Yeah, and he's really busy.
And he's really busy, yeah. So I get this call, and I come along, and lo and behold, what throws me is I got the call, and it took me about 2 minutes to get there. No one had yet turned off the machine. So it was still...
The forklift?
The forklift. So it's still sitting there, trying to turn into the... between the guy and the I-beam. It's trying to turn into the I-beam, and him still going... And then it's like, oh, what do we do?
Stop the machinery.
Why don't you get inside the forklift
and turn the machine.
But it's possessed
off.
By Satan.
Well, why don't you, like, say, back the forklift up or change the gears or
this
stop it from crushing?
Turn it off. It's turn off the machine.
We don't want to get involved. We'll be liable.
In some respects, it's one of those ones of turn off machine. Oh, I'm not cleared to operate the machine. motherfucker, someone's going to fucking die because you're not going to cross the fucking union boundary? Holy Christ. So I get the joy of having to go into the machine, before turning it off, pulling it away, and watching him drop like a fucking ragdoll, considering he hasn't had a breath in about a minute and a half.
And nobody's
also
supporting the body.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, God.
The distinct thumping you hear in the background, by the way, is the hollowness of Dak's head.
Dak smacking his head in frustration against the wall.
I think he's just autistic.
He's not gifted verbally to convey what's going on in his head.
Or at any time.
I'm not.
He's
recently had the title of savant added to his head.
Fuck you all.
Go on. Pull the machine away. Turn it off. Boom. And now I get to deal with the guy who flopped and more than likely brained himself yet again.
Which now means you have to turn this into a cervical injury because he fell.
Oh, he was. Oh, it was a cervical injury
what
to
was
begin
yeah,
with.
What was the speed at which it impacted?
Well,
it's not so much the speed as the constant grinding of the forklift smacking into him. It wouldn't matter if it hit him doing 2 miles an hour. If it continues doing two miles an hour until he's like an inch thick, it's a cervical injury.
Exactly. So I get the joy of having to scrape this guy up, put him together, patch him up, and then from there, because my job is safety officer there, to try and explain this to the foreman and put and convey into words.
Oh, the rest of the work crew cried to kill this guy. But I stopped them. Where's the flamethrower?
No, the engine's worried about off liability now, are you? No, ironically enough, the tail end of my report actually read, please retire forklift. Send, with a little re, Stephen King.
Awesome. No, that's just all kinds of wrong. You know, I sit there.
Like, what the hell do people think? I'm sorry.
Oh, grasshopper, you have hit upon the nail.
Do you know what I think the problem is? Can I have another Dr. Pepper, please?
They don't do that word you mentioned.
Of course, you know what the fallout of
think,
this is all going to be.
I think that what
you're going to get a letter in a couple months asking you who the hell Stephen King is and when did he work for.
This is the rest of the crew. The rest of the crew watching the forklift operator. Not turning off the forklift.
School for the fucking gifted, Planet of the Apes, Maximum Overdrive, all together
all
in
combined.
One call.
Do you know what I think is really interesting? And this is something that I think I've been meaning to talk about for quite some time. And this is the whole idea that people need to take more responsibility for themselves. You know, that's what vigilante action is.
And other people.
You know, really. It's just you taking advantage or taking standing up for yourself. Don't rely on other people to do shit for you because nobody gives a flying fuck about you and yours except for you and your very close friends. Period. Bottom line.
Yeah.
Well, our government should fuck your government. Fuck your government, fuck your borders, fuck the trees, tribbles, antimatter, my Uncle Heshy, I don't fucking care. Okay? Don't care. Well, we should license. Fuck you, fuck your licensing. Licensing for your car. I have a car. It's got gas and I'm driving. Well, we'll stop you. Will you now? Will you really? Our society is becoming more fucked each day as we progress. The cops don't know what the fuck. There's guys not crossing union lines to turn off a forklift that's crushing Buddy. I mean, at what point you step back and go, wait a minute, hold it. This is all fucked, so I'm not going to try to understand anymore because it has become impossible. Drexel's completely correct. Society is fucked. It has been fucked, and we can actually chart the progression of fucked for quite some time.
It's a graph that is increasing.
Imagine society as a sphere, and imagine that fucked is a super sphere over top of society.
It is all fucked, encompassed
and
by
it
fucked.
It both increases at a rate of volume proportionally for each. So how big society gets, the sphere of fucked will become larger. Okay?
You break out of the bubble.
There is no way that this can possibly be changed. The only way, and we know what the solution to the situation is. Everybody's like, well, what's the solution? System of government, what's the solution?
A big rock hitting the planet?
No,
self-responsibility.
That just simply stops it. The only way that this can be stopped, when I first started cult, what I wanted was a collection of individuals. But nobody wanted individuals. They wanted to be guided, and they wanted ranks, and they wanted all
the
fucking shit.
Tell us what to do, Sean.
So I'm like, holy fuck, people not clear of the concept. Now, there are people who do get the idea. There are people, most of them guardians, who get the fucking clue. And there are people who are not guardians who are like, motherfucker, I get the clue. Okay, yeah, I know you get the clue, but get the point here, okay? It's all about people taking action on their own, talking to other people who take action on their own, okay? I don't want to fuck with nobody who doesn't fuck with me. That's it. Just be cool, get along. That's the concept here. All right? How fucking hard is that to deal with? You know, fuck your licensing, fuck all that. Well, it's not legal, and legality, okay, can be changed with a stroke of a pen by midnight, okay? You can do nothing and sit in your house and turn into a criminal by social standards.
Legality never applied to anybody. That's
reject
why people
it.
Get arrested.
Reject it. It's not a matter of who are you? Are you an American? Are you a Canadian? Are you a fucking European? Or are you a person? Okay? Are you a citizen of planet Earth? Are you human? That's what's going on. Maybe you don't have the right protocols. Maybe you're not speaking the correct protocols to communicate with all the nodes in this giant network we call planet Earth. Okay, maybe you've got maybe you're running NetBeauty and someone else is running in TCP/IP, but that doesn't matter, okay? It's a matter of getting communication across the lines.
Somebody wants me to pick up the phone.
It's zombie.
No, fuck off, zombie.
Okay, no zombie. Mm. Sean officially said to fuck off, zombie.
No, just for now. Call back later. No, but the thing is, you sit there and you see this, and everyone's like, well, our government should. Fuck the government.
Legislate me, please.
They will never, ever, 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 ever work. Okay? They will never work. A government exists to control people. That is their function. They will either control people or they will not control people. It is an on or off situation. You can't use fuzzy logic with fucking governments, okay? It's not kind of on or kind of off. It's not going to work. Okay, what we have to have is you're either going to have a total control system or we're going to have power with people. And I think a better idea is to have power with people. Well, then, you know, what's to stop this and what's to stop that? How about the whole concept of community? How about people talking with people? How about that whole idea, which happened for thousands of years?
It works for smart people.
Oh, everybody's smart. Everybody's smart. Everybody's an Einstein in their own way. And I don't give a fuck what you... No, I'm serious. I'm serious. Case in point. A lot of us would think that Lieutenant Major Zombie is a dumb person. Okay? We all made jokes. The guy phoned up. We kicked his ass around the fucking room. Okay? I personally told him to jerk off and fucking pitch it to his mother and go jump in broken glass. Okay? I told him that. I can't even remember the show
just
number.
Just because Zombie's smart... doesn't mean that all people
are smart.
No, smart.
Okay, I'm not getting into this argument. The point is that no matter how thick you are, okay, there could be a guy who's fucking grew up in the jungle. He doesn't know shit about shit, but he knows shit about, like, one thing really, really well. Everyone has a function. Everyone has cause. Okay? There is process there. Unless you are, like, actually medically something fucked in your head, like you're damaged somehow due to, like, hardware failure, your software can be applied in the correct way. Okay?
Not really.
Zombie.
Like, people will go along.
Otherwise, you just sit there and you get into this dangerous category.
There is cool people that will go along with that, but there are those people that will never go along with that. They're going to oppose
you
the whole way. What are we going to do with those people? They have to be legislated. They have to be controlled because they won't listen.
No.
They're going to be fucks.
No, great. Let them be fucks. Do they fuck with me?
They will. They will.
When they fuck with me, I deal with them directly and efficiently in my own way.
Right.
If they do not fuck with me, I don't fuck with them. That's it. Period. End of list.
So
low-hanging fruit solution.
So, Sean, what if they fuck with you and they're powerful enough to destroy you?
Then I am destroyed.
Then you're destroyed, and so is your idea. And that's what will happen.
Oh, okay.
Because
and
there
if
are
the
more
cracks in half, we all die.
No, Sean. There are more people that will not agree with you. There are more people that would rather you not succeed. So your system won't work, not because you're an asshole and you have a shitty system, because it's immoral or whatever.
Well,
just because there are people, the world isn't
it's
fair.
It's not
the world
that it won't work.
Great.
It's that each system works in its own way. That's why there's different countries.
Yeah, the people.
But how do you deal with the people that aren't going to work with you? I mean,
war. No.
You want to go out
take
you to
totally
war?
You're missing the point. I don't want to work with anyone.
Yeah.
I just want to look after me.
You want to be
that's
separated.
What more people need to do. More people have to look after themselves.
That would be the utopian society if you could separate yourself from the stupid people.
No, it's not utopian at all. There would be lots of fights. Lots and lots of fights.
Yes.
There would be a huge amount of fights. But the problem is those fights would end because someone would die and things would carry on.
Not necessarily, because one person might not kill the person they beat.
Yeah.
And now they have control of them because
they
beat them.
Sean, I disagree with that because, I mean, like, look at me. Every day, not every day, but every week, every month, I'm on the fucking SkyTrain. I'm on the bus. I don't just basically step up because somebody is fucking with me. I step up because somebody is fucking with somebody else that I will not put up
with.
Sure, that's right. That's you yourself were talking about this concept of, well, we need community. And then on the other hand, you're saying, well, I'm just out for myself. People just have to look out for themselves.
Oh, wow.
What?
You know what? I can't...
I I'm just
okay,
throwing this up to
here's
clarify,
an example,
Sean.
Everyone in this room is opposed. Not everyone, but you're finding a bunch of people in this room that are opposed to your idea.
No, actually, you don't understand my idea.
Okay.
That's your problem.
Well,
that's
we're opposed to it, regardless of whether we understand it or not.
I'm not opposed
you're
to it.
You're going
to
run into people like us constantly. That's the problem right away. Mm-hmm. You have to have some sort of government because there are too many people on the planet to not have government, and our government is pretty fucking good. We hate it. We bitch about it all the time. But the fact that we're sitting here bitching about it proves that it's pretty fucking good. I mean, if
well,
you compare
no.
it, yeah,
there
it is because
no,
we have the
good or bad.
We have the freedom to do this.
That we're allowed
to do this.
That we're allowed to bitch about it.
Yeah.
Makes it half decent.
You guys got to broaden your scope here.
The alternative is what is the stage we're at here.
Could our government improve? Yeah,
yeah,
of course.
Every
yeah.
government could.
But it's pretty
There's
fucking.
No utopian
we're doing pretty good considering what we have to work with.
I
the
just
human
think
race.
We should just step outside of it. You know what I'm saying? There's a different stage
that's
than
what
full
I'm,
on or full off.
That's what I'm trying to do is try to figure out how to relate your ideas to the rest of the world.
Nice.
How can you interact with them on a basis?
If we could get every human
because you still
human
have to shop at their stores and you can't.
This isn't about shopping or anything.
If we could get every human being on the planet to agree to your idea and to do that, where every human being worries about themselves and doesn't basically try to fuck with everyone else, that would work.
No,
we can't get that because human beings are fucking animals.
Okay, no, you're not cluing in here.
Okay,
what I'm saying here is that it's eventually okay. You cannot solve the world's problems, okay? Because the world is problems. There's always conflict. Conflict is part of nature. It's everywhere. You can't get away from it. Okay, fucking big fish eat little fish. All the rest of it. Okay. Now, as humans, our nature is we have to classify. We have to quantify. We have to do all this shit in order to put things in little boxes and run a smooth, well-oiled machine. Okay. But our government, our society, will never be a smooth, well-oiled machine. The best fucking time in society that we ever had as a governmental system was the fascists, Nazis. Okay, that was the most successful government that has ever been run. Arguably next to the Romans, which is not too far off, okay? And I don't want to get jumped on from literary people saying, well, if the Romans right now, you're missing the point here. What I'm saying is that if, like, you don't have to work with the government or against the government, you just fucking, like, you can step outside of it, okay? I'm not talking about for everybody. I'm not talking about, like, for me personally, okay? You need to stop dealing with, like, oh, well, there's all these problems. Well, fuck all those world problems. Why don't you worry about your problems? Sort your problems out, and if everybody starts to start working on their, well, everyone won't sort out their own problems. Well, that's fine. Okay, that's fine. And that's not your responsibility. Well, what if people disagree with you, Sean? Hey, that's fine, too. Okay? What we have to do is we have to stop, you know, thinking that we're fucked because someone doesn't take care of us. And that's the entire function of why people sit there, they put fucking, you know, collars around their necks, and they put steel in their face, or they do whatever they want to do because they choose to for themselves, and they begin to take ownership of their life. Because somewhere in the last 500 years, we as individuals have lost ownership of our lives. Everything we do now relates to one of two things, the urge to be great or the sexual urge. And the sexual urge is dictated to us by modern media. Media without a fucking lie. And if anybody doesn't believe that the problems that we have in our society is not due to media, is it, you know, it's so incredibly obvious, you know, you may as well go back to, you know, and Adam
so
and Eve.
Influenced by
yeah,
media.
And,
in
like,
our face.
Yeah, sure.
We
yeah, media is not responsible for us. If it's not media, it's Satan. Those are going
to
be your two choices, okay?
Satan.
So, you know, it's either the Adam and Eve scenario or it's media. Now, I don't believe, like I stated in the VM, man, in the Virus Manifesto, I don't believe that there's one all-encompassing conspiracy out to destroy the planet and manipulate people and kill people and shit, okay? I don't believe that. But it's all about, you know, the whole concept of directional chaos. There's people motivated by the urge to make money and enslave others. As Drexel has stated, okay, people will do that. And the antithesis to that is a lot of the concepts that Girl on the Left brings up. Girl on the Left has always brought to the table, that is the Rant Radio Forum, very, very educated ideas. And very liberal and different ideas, and talk about education, talking about, you know, all this kind of I don't know if that's right wing or left wing, but you know, that kind of political
very left wing, very left wing
student activist kind of shit, right? And Drexel, because he's got history and he knows, no, this will not work. We must destroy them, you know. And he knows because he's looked at history, because the guy reads fucking sick history books. Okay, like I gave him a book that I gave him as a joke, and he fucking read it, and I was like, oh my god, that's stupid. It's the only way I ever won an argument with him. Anyway, so. But the point is that you sit there And you don't have to either work with these guys. You don't have to work against these guys. You can work sort of, instead of going for or against, you can kind of go sideways, step off to the right, and just go, wait a second, are we down?
No, there's a high-pitched squeal people are talking about, but I don't hear it.
I'm hearing a high-pitched whine, but it's from the monitor here.
Okay.
And that's just me.
Check. Like, this is the output. This is what
okay.
I'm recording.
Hello. Okay.
There's
I
no,
don't,
no high-pitched squeal.
There's no noise.
I don't. We don't hear a noise, people.
Sorry, guys. We don't
hear sorry about that. I guess it's something
computer.
Somewhere.
Oh,
no,
a lot of
everyone. So. I guess you'll have to deal with it, because I can't fix it.
Is it this?
It's gone. Lots of people saying it's
maybe.
Gone.
Maybe. Okay. It's gone now. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, I...
Death to the squeal!
I fixed it. Good for me.
There is no squeal.
We are leaving.
There
okay,
are no
probably,
squeals.
Okay, getting back to the concept here, I'm not saying that we should fight for or against. I'm not saying you should worry about... I'm not saying you should try to convince anybody of everything, okay? You will never, ever, ever adhere to my way of thinking, and that's okay. Drexel will never adhere to anybody's way of thinking.
And that's good.
That's a blatant slam, and I'm sorry. No, but seriously, like, Drexel, like, he's got his views, you have your views, I have my views.
You don't even know what my side of the argument is half the time.
No, and that's cool, and I don't care. The
I agree with you far more often than you think.
Oh, probably. But you never tell me that.
You never tell me that.
You never talk to me. You don't bring me
flowers anymore.
I've never brought you flowers. I resent you suggesting
he
I've ever brought you flowers.
He doesn't want to start a trend, Sean.
Oh,
once he brings you flowers once,
then
that's it for the relationship. You're going to ask for it every week.
Yeah, yeah. I want to use your ass
where's
again, then I got to bring you flowers again.
Yeah. Next thing you know, after an argument, you're just turning off the light and rolling over. I mean,
I know.
Where's
that. The magic?
Where was that man I fell in love with? So, no, you sit there, and it's okay. And this is, you know, I try to spout this shit. Maybe I'm so fucking idealistic that I make, you know, girl on the left look like a fascist. How idealistic I am. But I just think that people need to stop fucking bitching about shit that is beyond their control and start doing something with the stuff that you have within your control. And the more you focus on the things that are within your control, no matter what they are, if it's only, you know, your own education, learning to read, educate yourself, add more power to yourself, you will find that because of the directional chaos that occurs from people turning their attention inwards to solving problems of the things that they do have control over, they find that the larger picture will begin to heal itself. This is my concept.
So one thing, is there a mic near any of the computers?
There's that one near the monitor, which does
gone?
Actually give off some problems if you put mics near monitors like that. You can hear that hum when you put it near there? Well, you can't, but I can.
Okay.
Okay, that's it.
So that's it must be that one. Just keep it away from the monitor.
People have got to sort their own shit out first.
Yes, you must know yourself.
Important.
You have to
totally.
Know yourself before you know anyone else. Before you know yourself, you have to realize that one day you will die. Until then, you are useless. Okay? There is absolutely, like, a lot of the shit that people say, you know, they look at cult, they look at, you know, the structure, and they think that Fight Club was cult and the Tyler Durden, Sean Kennedy crossover. You know, I'll tell you something, okay? Tyler Durden and the concepts he had in Fight Club were all self-destructive. Everything that I try to preach and fucking go off about and spout my rhetoric about in cult is all, even though, and I'm sure everyone would probably agree, the intention there is to be very constructive. It's about building communication, about educating self. It's all about self. Now, without getting into this Aleister Crowley-est fucking mindset, you know, where people are like, oh, well, do it, you else, you'll be the whole of the law. And people get confused with that. And they think, oh, well, cults kind of got satanic basis. You know, we're all kind of, no, yeah, I get this. No, I get this. People go, no, because that's what the modern Satanism teaches. It teaches that, oh, yeah, no, you are you, and that's fine. And then gradually they need to start teaching more shit about, no, now you're elite and all this kind of jazz. And other people aren't elite, and you're a predator prey. And it's natural. It's all natural. And then they start twisting it into this manipulative. Yeah. And they begin to twist it. And I'm saying, no. Okay, no one should ever...
I trick you with flawed logic.
You know, and no one should ever tell you what to think or act. Not even me, okay? If you sit there and you think some of my ideas are making sense, a lot of people, no one agrees with me all the time on the show. No one agrees with Girl on Left all the time on the show. No one agrees with Drex all
people
the time on the show.
People within cult don't agree with each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And they
everyone
fight,
doesn't agree
and
with everyone.
And they fight constantly, but the whole concept is everyone's got to realize...
If two people agree on everything, one of them is not necessary.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm. You know, and they sit there. You know, if you over-specialize, you breed in weakness. And you can't allow this to happen. You have to,
you have, like, to have diverse thoughts,
if
diverse
people,
if
you're working, if you're working with a group, okay, if you're working with a group, I mean, and I'm working with a group of guys, like, I'm sitting here, this whole argument we have, and I'm not getting back in, is that whole argument
don't
we have.
Don't start it.
Okay, prior to now. Yes. Like, I wanted to get up and leave. That was my initial response. I'm like,
why?
I'm going to get up and leave.
Why?
Because I don't care for it. Period. You, that's it.
You stay out of the conversation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, but I'm just saying, my instinct was, my initial core reaction was simply, oh, well, that's your shit. I'm going to get up and leave. Now, okay, if I was at a white power rally, okay, and they're all doing their shit, I'd be like, well, I'm going to leave now. And leave this small LED counter counting down. No, I would.
What are we looking at?
Some people are saying
oh,
stuff.
Oh, somebody's grown left. But that's why the show is so good. If we all sat around and I brought up a topic and everyone agreed, it'd be like, well, discussion over.
Yeah.
We have to disagree. Otherwise, it's dead boring for those people out there.
Okay, I'm not here to be exciting for anyone. I'm here to try to communicate just an idea.
We are our own ideas.
I don't know, Sean, you excite me.
Yeah, Sean, getting back to the whole Fight Club cult thing,
yeah.
I think Ed Norton's a much better actor, but I like your actor.
I don't know, I saw Ed Norton in American History X, and I thought he was
pretty
like all kinds of scary.
Yeah, I know, but I like that kind of like chunky ass, you know.
I'll have you know my
goes
ass
for the bigger boys.
Well, he'd break
it's
anyone
kind
else.
Kind of more right? of a lumpy.
Yeah, there's,
lumpy thing.
There's more to love.
Oh,
no, the lumps are actually proximity mines, Dak, that if you get anywhere near, they will explode outwards, much like Russian DX armor, cutting
or
you in half.
Or a really bad, bad fart.
Yeah,
yeah,
or I'll simply, stinky dick you, and that'll
dicks.
Be the end of that. No, but in all honesty,
really bad
we sit here, and everybody, like, hackers and the counterculture and the online digital culture will never truly be able to work as an elite soldiering unit, okay? That's why there are 9 clans and not 1 clan. That's why there's all these different subsections and groups and little strike teams are starting to park up. As cult grows, as any counterculture group movement grows, there's always going to be diversity. There will always be rivalry.
That's
there'll always
be factions.
You know,
that's
chapters,
why there's all these different
along.
Organizations.
This is what it is. And you got to...
There's pro-lifers and anti-abortionists, and that's why there's all these groups.
But what we got to remember here is that it's not so much about conflict. If some guy's sitting there and girl on the left wants to make the world a better place and she's not trying to hurt anybody to do it,
yeah.
Okay?
We all
Draxol wants to make the world a better place, and he doesn't want to hurt anybody to do it. Okay, and it's up until the point.
I wouldn't mind a little combat here and there to make myself feel manly.
Little
and
fists
strong.
Flying.
As long as I win and I live.
The point. My point is
Where's
though.
That fight music.
The point is though that as long as we do not have a situation where people are simply classified, and we begin to get we all know what happens when categories become too defined. Okay, we come up with a unilaterally defined undesirable class, and final solutions start being applied, and fire up the ovens, boys. We're going to have ourselves a barbecue.
What's
okay,
that, what's that word we learned a couple of weeks back? Was it scapegoat?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and people are corrupt. I am corrupt. Everyone is corrupt. Okay, no matter what, no matter.
Bye. You hear from the kitchen from Drexel,
especially Private Drexel. He's very corrupt. He's admitted it to me, but he's not here.
Extremely
now.
Corrupt. He can't.
Drexel, if you have a problem,
right now.
Say so now.
Oh,
he didn't say anything. Okay, it wasn't fine. He's all fucking freaking out in the bathroom.
What are you excited about?
He's vibrating through the wall as we speak.
He shouldn't have been
with
those
ladies. He's trying to squeeze off that loaf right now.
Matter of fact, I think I'm going to take what I've learned in the last month or so and get myself some Slip-X and go corruptly get to know myself.
Yeah, but to be honest, that's what we got to do here. So when people are on, you know, this trip about, well, we got to do all this stuff together. Okay, it's cool that a lot of people are working towards a common goal, and it's cool if you guys can share ideas, okay? But one person by themselves makes a difference. That's the bottom line.
And if anybody wants to join them, they can, right?
Like, where am I going? It's all about where am I going and who's coming with me, but don't you ever get that order mixed up.
I'd love to have somebody on transit with me the next time I run into a skell. I mean, it'd be fun. Usually I have to spin them around by myself.
That's
know?
Right.
Now there I'd have somebody
two-handed,
to.
One on the left, one on the right. Whoa.
Sure, play, yeah, if you have 3 people, you could play Piggy in the middle.
We're going to open up the phone lines now.
Welcome. 1-877-729-7268.
Are you feeling lonely in your cyber world? Well, you can call toll-free the What the Hell Show right now.
You did it!
1-877-SAY-RAND or 1-877-729-7268. So you can speak your mind and join the chaos.
There we go.
Ring!
And just like that.
We got a caller or what?
Yeah,
we
need a microphone.
There's
like four.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, Iron Rat Radio. Who's this?
This is Gloom Bunny.
Hi, Gloom Bunny. Bunny.
Sorry, I'm just... So what is that?
What?
Huh? You can't pick up the phone and nothing was said.
I know. I was trying to get a microphone so I can speak to you.
I called to ask you something.
What's that? Oh, okay.
Whatever happened to Muffin?
We bring it up once in a while.
Oh, Muffin?
Yeah, I think we need to record that and put it... put in the sound clips. People, Muffin, do a really good one.
People don't really like deserve as many muffins as we used to give out. We don't bake them as much. As
you have to be pretty special to get an all muffin.
We're looking for a new snack food to adopt.
Cult, makers of fine martial arts and snack food products.
The makers of fine meadow muffins.
Meadow muffins.
Oh, meadow muffins.
I caught myself doing it the other day, so I thought I'd bring up that point.
Very catchy. Well, you're a long-time listener, and you know that saying. I'm pretty sure half of our listeners don't even know what that is.
They don't, and that's why I thought I'd bring it up. Because I did it in IRC, and people were like, what the hell is that?
Oh, well, I know for a fact Moon Bunny's even gotten a muffin on occasion.
Oh, yeah.
Way back in the day. So, well, you've reminded us of it, so maybe we'll bring it up once in a while.
I think you should muffin zombie more. He got more muffins than anybody else.
I think we've exhausted all our muffins on Zombie. We've ran out of muffins.
I got a muffin when I was drunk.
Yes.
I can see how
Sean is swallowing his mic.
I got a muffin when Sean told me I should have a hook in my lips.
But in, she said, remember the first time you saw her picture?
Oh, I said, oh yeah, last time I saw a mouth like that.
No, and had you are so fucking ugly. What is up with your lips? You should have a hook in those.
That's not exactly what I said. As I said, you're so fucking ugly. Last time I saw a mouth like that, it should have a hook in it, is what I said.
Close enough.
Yeah, I never said that.
Nothing about the lips.
Yeah, nothing about
the mouth. I see leaving tendencies.
That was before I saw your tits, though.
They are mighty.
They are.
I still have not seen Gloom Bunny's tits. Nobody will.
Never will. I'm sure somebody will.
I have my tits. I'll get someone to post it in the IRC. My tits.
Okay.
I'm not going to say that. My picture page in Yahoo.
Okay.
Say what the hell.
Say what the hell.
So Black Wolf, you're leaving us.
Yes.
And Soma.
Leaving.
Okay.
Soma. And
Black Wolf. Bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you again next week.
You
betcha.
Okay,
I love you. Bye-bye.
Okay, love you. Bye-bye now.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Later.
On the subject of muffins, while we're still on that subject, I noticed a sharp drop-off in the number of muffins that were given out to callers in after we took control of the phone away from Private Drexel.
Ah, he's the initiator, the mighty hanger-upper.
He was the chief hander-out of muffins.
He was the main baker.
The nightmare may return.
We have plans.
Oh, God.
We have plans. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this? Okay. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Nomad Tigray.
Nomad Tigray.
Hey, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Outstanding. What's going on?
I want to talk a little bit about the Colt 3D.
Oh, absolutely.
I put up our new PHP-driven site. There hadn't been a lot of work on it in a while. It's up on colt3d.mrecho.net. So now it's all updated and all set to go. We've grown to 22 members. It's going really great.
Oh, that's
I also want to mention AtlantaCon for anyone in the Southeast area. It's going to be a hacker gaming convention kind of thing. put on by Southeast 2600. That's SE2600.org.
Very cool.
It's April Fool's Weekend. I'm going to be there trying to represent Cult. Prophet Lego's going to be there.
Right on.
Represent.
Hopefully anyone else in the area will feel free to come out, too. Maybe we can split a room or whatever. Maybe they can even crash in my place.
Send me the details on that. We'll definitely post it on the site so we can have people know about it all over.
All right, great.
Right on.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Prophet Nixter.
Hey, Nixter. How's it going?
Hey, do you have, like, a voicemail that comes on?
Ah,
on
yes.
Or something?
I should turn that off.
Yeah, because I keep getting Sariot saying, real people, real questions, real answers.
Ah, yes. I'm going to turn that off right now. Because that's wasting a lot of my money.
Ooh. Yeah. That is wasting a lot of your cash.
Yeah, did you guys check out the Prophet page? It has a...
Holy cow.
Or Da Vinci page, anyways. There's a new thing called KMX, Cult Media Exchange.
Ah, yes, I was looking at that the other day. Why don't we give us a bit of a background on that, man?
Well, it's basically, I started out this week, I don't know, Sim played it earlier, I didn't hear it, but mixing some of Sean's rants with some music that I have, and...
I haven't played that one yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
The one where I chopped it all up? Okay. But anyways, I got all those posted on that site, and I thought, hey, I want to hear these, I don't want to have to send them to everybody. And somebody else might make something, and they want to post it. So I put an upload thing on there, and it has different classifications, gives different descriptions, and maybe we can even use it for, like, short Flash movies or short movies like that. All your base are belong to us. That we'd like to share with everybody.
Have you seen that one, Sean?
I watched the beginning of it, but it was really, really early, and everybody was still asleep, and so I couldn't turn up the sound.
Ah, okay.
But I'm guessing it's a bad Japanese translation, and that's why it's
based on that.
That's what it is. It's it was actually a show, some Transformer type show or something.
Oh, really?
The actual subtitles, and from I saw like the actual movie clip or whatever, and it's like all your base art belong to us, and then it's just really dumb. Then someone took it and made it into a Flash movie and made some.
Made some very good graphics.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, pretty I'd say about 20, 25, 30
stuff would go fit on there nicely, and you upload the file, you put in your name, and it puts your name with the file name, and then I go and check it, make sure it doesn't say, like, you know, anything bad against Colton, and then I'll post it on the site and give you credit and stuff. That was the best way, instead of someone just being able to upload audio and they could say whatever they want.
Very cool.
Cool!
So, yeah, that's the new thing for the... Digital Da Vinci page.
I guess Tenchi's probably been using that pretty heavy too, eh?
Well, I just started it. I just finished coding it last night, so, and putting it together. And I changed the intro graphic, and I added another graphic at the bottom there to go prophet.thecult.org.
Did you get your shirt yet?
No.
Okay, it was sent out on last Friday, so it should be there within the next week or so anyway.
Yeah, I know. It'll probably take a while coming from Canada. So.
Excellente, though. But anyway, that's cool, and I'm glad you got that thing up, man. That fucking kicks ass. Actually, the whole Digital Da Vinci site's looking pretty fucking mighty. The whole Prophet site there is looking very kick ass. And
I'm hoping to expand that KMX if people catch on to it or whatever, and do the videos and all that other stuff, you know. So. Anyways.
Very cool. So, say what the hell.
What the hell.
All right. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Poison Cheeto.
Hey, Poison Cheeto.
I got a few things to say, but now that I called, I can't remember.
Of course.
As is always the case.
Do you want to phone back then?
What? Oh, no, I got it.
Okay.
I was doing that Nomad song, but I'm going to just switch it to a plug for What the Hell, because...
it's a lot less work.
All you have to say is listen to What the Hell, and you're done.
Okay, but, I'm going to make a song with, like sound bites and shit mixed in.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Very cool. Send it on up to me when you're done.
And,
put on the FTP site or something.
All right. And, I don't know. I think I need to ask Ronan Sariot something.
No, he's not here tonight.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah, Ronan Sariot's away on assignment for the next 2 weeks.
Okay, because, I'm going to a Pantera concert, and I'm not a real big guy. Actually, I'm pretty scrawny, so I need to know what I need to do to stay alive.
I can tell you that. That's
knees. Always go for the knees. Always go for the knees.
He wants a Ronan Sariot perspective on it.
Did you want like a comedy answer or do you want a realistic answer?
I don't know. Whatever.
Okay, well, I'll tell you this much, man. Okay, first of all, if the number one thing you can do is stay alert, first and foremost, and go there completely straight. If you're worried about it being some kind of a fucking, like a hard time or something like that, you're not drinking, you're not doing any drugs or any shit like that before you go. When you go, you stay far back, okay? You put your ass up against a wall and you stay there. And if you're worried about the show getting, depending on degrees of severity, if you're in there and you see that there's a really heavy mosh pit happening, do not go into the mosh pit. It's that fucking simple. Especially at a Pantera show. You know that's going to be a little bit intense.
Yeah.
If you think that it's going to be okay and there's a lot of people rushing, you got to define where the concert event horizon is, where if you go too close to the mosh pit, eventually you'll get sucked into the mosh pit, so you have to determine where that is.
And there are two kinds of mosh pits, too. Some of those, there's like a distinct mosh pit, and some sort like of fade into a mosh pit.
Yeah, and then they kind of fade, so you have to determine that. But if you do, in the unlikely, untimely event of being sucked into the mosh pit, all you have to do is you keep your arms up in front of your chest.
Yes.
Keep your fists out towards the sides, like align them.
Microphone.
Put your hands up beside your ears, make a fist, and bring your hands down so they're parallel with the rest of your body.
About your chin.
And I would say try not to put your legs on an angle because people step on your ankles.
Yeah, if you fall down.
And if they step on your ankles, you're fucked sore.
Wear combat boots.
Because they jump in the air.
Yeah, you've got to, if you wind up getting sucked in there, your number one goal is to get the fuck out. And if that means that you're punching people in the nuts and fucking doing whatever to get out. Okay,
because they won't find you.
Because
ball up, but do not turtle. Ball up, but do not turtle.
Why is your mic so?
No, do not ball up. Do not ball up at all. Otherwise, you'll get fucking killed. No, you have to stand up. You have to keep moving.
So, yeah, but the most important thing is don't panic. Just say, whatever. If you panic, you will die.
There is that, too. So,
you'll be fine if you panic.
But most importantly, man, if it looks like it's that kind of a crazy concert, just stick your ass up against the wall in the back section of the fucking place and go. Don't go deep in there. That's all.
I had a girlfriend way, 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 way back one time. You're all supposed to be stunned.
Oh.
Anyways, Michelle, and she's like 5'3", and we were at Canada Day party.
Say what the hell.
Wait.
Say what the hell. We're going to hang up on you.
All right, what the hell.
Okay, go ahead.
And we're at Canada Party.
Oh,
and
fuck.
The same one that...
the same one that I was at.
And,
Mosh Pit to Sarah McLachlan.
There was, like, I don't know...
acoustic guitar type thing. Okay?
There were thousands of people there, and a great number of them were in the mosh pit. And she was just having a hoot. She loved it. She wasn't scared at all. She was fine. She came out just fine in the end. So
I panicked and I damn near got I nearly got sucked in.
I think the real thing that matters is whether you're having fun. If you go in there and you don't mind being squished by people, you're gonna be fine. It's a matter of whether you start freaking out.
I panicked.
Uncle Dak has
die.
Never been in a mosh pit at a concert. Uncle Dak has never been in a mosh pit in a concert. But I have been in several riots. I'm not making that up.
Riots?
Yes.
Which ones?
In New York.
The New York blackout riot?
Well, it was New
closer,
York
a little bit closer.
Sorry, New York blackout. There was Shea Stadium. There was one in Brooklyn in 1978 over a kid who got shot by the cops.
Uh-huh.
There was a couple of different situations, and it's the same type of thing. You want to get the fuck out of there as
especially
soon as
in
possible.
Riots.
Yeah.
They're really bad.
Yeah, riots are exceptionally bad. Who's calling?
Could be anyone, Sean.
Well, I'll keep the phone.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Nomad Floyd Chappelle. How you doing, man?
Pretty good.
Hey, what's up? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from San Antonio, Texas.
Excelente. How's it going down there?
It's the weather's shitty.
Is it?
Yeah, it's freaking cold, kind of like Canada, only a little warmer.
We would like an apology for George W.
Closer.
No,
we'd like an apology for George
I didn't grow up down here.
You're a direct influence.
I never even saw that asshole before. So that's cool. What's the beef, man? What's going on?
Okay, you know, I notice usually you guys talk a lot about American politics, and I might add you know more about American politics than most Americans do. I grew up on a border town. And Canadian border town there, and I don't know jack about Canadian politics. The only thing I know about Canada is like Tim Hortons, you know.
Tim Hortons is awesome, but don't go to Vancouver if you want Tim Hortons, because there aren't any in Vancouver. You have to leave Vancouver to find Tim Hortons.
In Vancouver? Like, really? This is the thing.
Okay, tangent warning, tangent warning. Please continue.
Well, I was just wondering, how come Americans don't know a damn thing about Canadian politics?
It's because you have more people in jail than Canada has people. Nobody gives a fuck about Canadian politics because we're all basically being manipulated by American politics anyway.
They're just
because the United States has 10 times the population of Canada, that's why.
Can I be straight answer? Because the media in the world is by and large, you know, is basically owned and operated by American interests. So they're going to cover American stories. Their things are going to be about America. And then they just sort of sell it off to the rest of the world because, hell, they'll take it too.
And also there's the fact that nothing, there is not one thing that Canada does in world media that is not controlled by the Americans.
Or just big follower, big sheep.
Well, no, Americans own Canada. Yeah. I mean, it's just the only reason why we are not owned by America is because of the fact that, like, people adhere to this fucking these symbols they have here. I mean, Americans, they protect our borders. They, because of like, they've been trying to do Manifest Destiny. Another 50 years, there's no longer going to be another country like Canada. Our government will wind up being absolved, and we'll be wind up being absorbed. That's just the fucking reality of the situation. And anybody who doesn't see that's fucking blind.
Well, there's a quick rundown on Canada.
Well, how come we haven't screwed up your parks yet?
Because...
Oh, believe me, you guys are
most
trying.
Most of our country is really, really empty. And it's really cold.
There's not enough people there to wreck the park.
Hey, you guys, lots of extra space for them to go, this space is a park. And you can't do certain things here. But you can if you just go over there, where there's lots of more empty space.
I tell you what, though, you can have Saskatchewan.
It's up for grabs.
Bill on the left has something to say.
It's on eBay.
You gotta want to look in the States. They got this thing where W is basically trying to raffle off most of Alaska to the oil interests right now. I'm thinking to myself, well, where exactly are those oil pipelines? The way that you get oil from Alaska down to the States is going to be through, probably a pipeline. Well, guess where that pipeline would probably go through?
Right through our backyard.
Well, if it does go by pipeline, well, then it's going to go by boat. Well, what shores does that boat go past to potentially spill oil on? That's right, ours. So, you know,
give them a few months, they'll manage to fuck up our country,
exactly,
too.
Exactly, exactly. So you are going to fuck up our parks eventually. It's just a matter of time.
We got room. You'll just build more.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Yeah, just a word of advice for the last caller. If you watch it once, American news, CNN's great. You want world news, BBC.
Yeah.
BBC has a lot better perspective if you're trying to get
ITN.
BBC World News rocks.
Yeah, the ITN from BBC is probably the best international news you're going to find.
Not so egotistical.
No.
No, I do prefer.
This is what happened in the world. Well, in the United States today.
It's not just about England.
It's about the world.
It's actually very interesting. I enjoy it. I usually listen to it any chance I get.
I have something sent in from Nickster before we go on. And I'm going to play all the things people left on the answering machine.
Okay, cool.
Bang! My booty! Come on, let's bang my booty!
This better be Rancid Girl. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Rancid.
Excellent.
I just wanted to call and talk dirty to you.
Oh my goodness, you're going to try and boost ratings, huh?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, I have another girl with me. We're both going to, like, breathe our heart on the phone and stuff. Like that, kind of.
Okay.
Like, not really.
Do your worst.
Okay, go ahead. What am I supposed to do? No, she doesn't want to do it anymore.
Okay. It's 5:04. You're so fucking fired. I got the phone. This is bullshit.
Okay.
Shut up. Somebody give me a shot.
Look, I'll take the phone.
You can take the phone. Rub it on your genitalia.
Are we violating some sort of statute here?
We could be. Almost.
What do you fucking want? Put a banner up on the fucking page.
So what did you actually phone in about?
Fucking dick. I just wanted to say I love you with all my heart and all my soul, and I want you to marry me.
Who?
Huh?
Who?
All of you.
All of us.
For real.
We're all going
to marry you?
It's one of those mass weddings.
Well, that's legal. Utah!
That's not one of the draws for the cult. It's not a big mass wedding. Everyone can have sex with everyone else, but
I'll bring the Kool-Aid.
If you want to hang a sign around your neck at the meeting, then go for it.
All right.
Okay, Rancid Girl, I know you're listening. Did you hang up?
No.
She's still there.
Okay, Rancid Girl.
Uh-huh.
I suggest you may wish to change plans.
to
Cenobite.
Cenobite.
No, I'm not a freaking Cenobite.
Oh, I was feeling horny and just couldn't resist.
How's it going?
Hey, do you have, like, a voicemail that comes on the second line or something?
I should turn that off.
Yeah, because I keep getting serious, saying real people, real questions, real answers.
Yeah, I'm going to turn that off right now. That's wasting a lot of my money.
Yeah. So, did you guys check out the...
Hi, you're on Ram Radio. Who's this? Okay.
Hello.
No, it's not zombie. It's Cheeto.
All right.
No, that's zombie. That's no, that's Cheeto. No, that's fucking real bad money. It's Cheeto. You can tell. If it's Cheeto, it's Cheeto during the first edition. No, zombie doesn't. Wouldn't be like, he wouldn't have clued in. That guy clued in. He's got all his accent.
Sean. Okay, I guess I'm on hold.
That's That's so funny. Call it Red Radio.
Okay. Hello?
Oh my god, this is gonna be a room for them.
Your stream is fuck sword, man. Fix it. This is what it sounds like. Nixter out.
What was this?
Okay. That's it.
That's fucking awesome.
That was amazing.
That's fucking awesome.
I just installed that today.
Today?
Yeah, because I've got my computer answering the phone now. I didn't have an answering machine. Your mic's not on.
Okay.
That is hysterical. That is
so those are the people
hysterical.
That were trying to get through.
Guess
I'm on hold.
I guess I'm on hold now.
That was hilarious.
You know what I want to do?
I need hold music,
okay,
right?
Okay, somebody, I got to have that because I'm going to chop that together and make like an answering machine message so that people pick it up. Hello? 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 I guess I'm on hold now.
Oh, that's too great.
That's fucking
if you have
awesome.
Hold music, it should be that summer samba music.
This just reinforces that Lieutenant Major Zombie should do the audiobook version of
the
Virus Manifesto.
Zombie, start recording that now.
Was that you, Zombie?
It was. He said
it was the first one.
Oh, okay. The first one was me. Who said they're on hold?
That's absolutely bad. Your stream is fuck sword.
Nixter out.
This is what it sounds like. Nixter out. Click. Awesome.
That's so good.
That's going to become the new cult sign off. Nixter out. It's fucking rad.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hit it, Major Zombie.
All right, Zombie! Made it in. How you doing, man?
Nothing much. When I first called in, I got that weird old message thing that came on like, this is Swankity or something like that. I was like, what the heck? They're like talking. I'm like, what the hell, dude?
It was Sariette.
Oh, it was?
Yes.
So, like a couple times I did it and like came on with Sean or something like that. I was like, what the hell?
Somehow I don't think that happened.
That's okay. So
that's okay. So
what can we help you with this fine evening, Leet Decker Zombie?
Huh?
What can we help you with?
Well, right now, I feel like sick. I feel like, I don't know, I've puked up a couple times.
You what?
He puked up. He feels sick.
Oh.
That's the influence the show has on people. Just ride it out.
Just
that's just all the toxins in your body
sit
being
the
purged.
Fuck down, sit the fuck down. Back, you goddamn animal. Captain fucking Ahab, get in that fucking tub. So you'll be all right.
You should do answering machine messages for a living.
Oh, God.
Okay. Did you eat all this acid?
Did you eat all this acid?
Hello?
That's right. Music? I'm getting zombie.
As your medic, I prescribe you to take a hit of the little brown bottle.
I want to get zombie some adrenochrome. Okay, somebody, let me know. Zombie, are you willing to do the spoken word read aloud book version of the Virus Manifesto?
Yeah, excellent.
Please,
that would be a hit. I think you put it on MP3.com spoken word section, it would shoot straight to the top.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I'm a big fan of that. As a matter of fact, I tell you, if you do it, okay, if you do one, I will do one as well. Okay, so
we'll have a vote. John, which one's better?
John, if you have Lieutenant Major Zombie reading your work, his star will eclipse your own. I swear to God.
And, you know, somehow I'm strangely comfortable with that.
I would listen to that. I would listen to the whole thing if you read that out.
It would be amazing if you did that, man.
It would be an experience. I'd put it on CD and listen it in my car on the way to work. it's something to take on a road trip.
It is. the Leningrad Cowboys, Apocalyptica, and Lieutenant Major Zombie.
It's in your rotation. Six discs.
I mean, that's. Oh my God! How amazing would that be?
Blaring out of the convertible,
like on loudspeakers, like you mount it on the roof and have you driving through mid-eastern suburban towns. It'd be like, you see, and then we get into directional chaos. It'd be fucking amazing, man.
Then we have the Deckers, and
oh man, like it's just the way you put your pros together. It'd be awesome.
It's the pauses that make it.
So are you up for this mission?
One.
What?
Oh, Breaker 1's on my FTP server, downloading the new Microsoft Winslow, whatever you call it.
Are you paying attention to the conversation?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Okay, we needed a yes or no answer here.
Huh?
No, okay. That was not one of the choices. This is not Celebrity
Jeopardy.
You are
in the band Metallica. Metallica is the band you are in. Any of the four choices will be correct.
All right, Tommy, say what the hell, buddy.
Oh, what the hell.
Excellent.
I love that kid.
He is great.
I love that.
Well, when the show hits a low point, we just need him to call in. He boosts ratings.
God, I fucking beat that guy.
We don't need drunk chicks, 14-year-old drunk chicks. We just need Lieutenant Major Zombie.
You bet.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Erase.
Erase.
Erase. Breathing heavy.
So what's going on?
I can hardly talk today.
Yeah, you really messed your voice up, huh?
Just a little.
So you heard the MP3 of Sean, did you?
Yeah, I could get that fixed up. I can actually get everything cleaned up and make it sound somewhat listenable.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
What I wanted to mention was that we are actually planning to do something in the studio with Sean, an actual studio rant jam recording.
So there you go. Everyone will whet their appetites.
Yeah,
and,
so you'll actually be able to hear what the hell's going on. And what we're just looking for is some free recording time from someone so that we all don't have to shell out of our pockets. Unless, of course, somebody wants to donate some time or some money to the cause. Which probably won't be likely, but that's okay. But we're gonna find something. We're gonna hook something up. And last thing, Sean, when you get off the show, give me a call. I need to talk to you. I'm sure you have my number, so we will talk later.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Okay,
rock
later. Say what the hell?
What the hell?
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Prophet Lucifer.
Prophet Lucifer. Is that how you say it?
Yeah,
Lucifer.
Yeah, I remember this guy. Where are you calling from, man?
What's happening?
Oh, we're doing a radio show.
Yes, I realize that.
Where are you calling from?
And this is the one time that I've played sick from work to hear it.
Oh, wow. So you usually work on Sunday nights then?
Yes, I do.
So do you listen to the archives to catch up, or have you just never listened? Or?
Yeah, well, the archives that are posted anyway. Yeah.
Oh, shut up. They're up to date. I have them for the last, like, two, 3 months.
Shut up.
So, and where are you calling from?
California.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, what can we help you with?
Well, on the subject of having the zombie do the voiceovers for the Virus Manifesto.
Yep.
That's not a bad idea, but you should also have, like, you know, a hot-sounding chick do one. You know, like, maybe somebody, you know, instead of having it transcribed into other languages, you know, just have people go on there with, you know, like, accents or, you know.
I okay, like the hot chick idea.
That's fucking brilliant. Like, some yeah. guy with a German accent reading a Virus Manifesto. I mean, you just
oh,
can't.
Yeah.
Or Russian. Or, okay, I'm sure that, like, somebody in the, somebody out there in rant radio land who wants to do like a sexy, like we've got a lot of sexy chicks in oh, yeah. like there's oh, a lot yeah. of really sexy chicks if they want to do that. Oh, and then there's directional chaos, you know. I mean, we could actually communicate with the trailer park trash of the world.
That's right.
It'd be amazing.
Okay, so yeah, I'm well aware that we have, you know, some pretty hot looking babes, you know.
Okay,
what if they're hot looking but sound like shit
and they sound like they smoked 5 packs a day,
well,
for the last 10 years?
Conversely, one of these female cut members could sound really hot.
Yeah,
but it really matters.
Yeah, but he asked for, that's my point, is yes. he asked for one that's really hot looking.
So I can put a picture on like the
well,
front cover
matter.
Of it.
It doesn't matter if she's like a 55-year-old, 200-pound fucking smoking
those,
giant liver spot.
That's right. Those are the
matter.
Ones that answer the sex phone lines,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that doesn't matter. But
or so I hear.
Or so I
there's
hear.
There's a huge...
I don't
okay, Skinny
one.
Has said she'll do it, and she'll do it sexy.
Wow.
So there we go. So there we go. And we have something.
And we could get the professor to do one.
Yeah, we could get the professor
and
to
get,
do one.
And get the British accent
yeah.
there.
And we need someone who speaks German. Maybe we could get either Case or one of the guys from like Austria or something like that.
How about your grandma?
that would work. However she...
It'd be about 2 seconds yeah. long and it'd be like, you want me to do what?
What? Who are you? What are you doing in my house? What is this book? Directional chaos? What?
It'd be great. Okay, that's awesome. Okay, buddy, say what the hell.
What the hell?
All right,
that
well,
very
that's it.
Zombie-ish.
No,
that's
very,
it.
Very.
Sean has closed the show.
I'm out of here. You guys can keep going. I'm going home.
8:59.
Now, according to GPS time, at the sound of the tone, it will be
9:05. We're all over the board.
And it is now. There we go. That's it.
It
show's
officially...
over. Sean's going home. Hey, this is Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, saying I am tired because I've been cleaning out a fucking garage for yesterday. Fuck my backup. But the cult battle cruiser has a home to be repaired. So that's what's happening on that front. Don't close, please.
As a docking bay.
Okay, everybody hang up except for Skitty. I'm guessing Skitty wants to call. So, call.
Okay, we're going to go on, Mark. Hi, are you Skinny?
Yes.
Wow, I picked the right line.
All
right,
Skinny, what did you want?
Say your piece.
Huh?
Are you gonna read the Virus Manifesto or what?
Yeah.
Okay. Do your sexiest voice right now. We're doing auditions.
Do you have a copy of the Virus Manifesto on your computer?
What?
Yeah.
Are we speaking English?
I'm calling from a cell phone, so.
What?
I said I'm calling from a cell phone, so I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I said, well, do you have a copy of the Virus Manifesto in front of you?
No, I don't. Sorry.
Okay, do in your sexiest voice. Anything.
I don't know. Yeah, go to the cult page and read the top story in your Virus Manifesto sexy voice.
Okay.
Read a passage out of the Bible.
Okay, when you go to hell, okay, I'll be the guy sitting there laughing.
Look, you know what? I cannot be saved. I don't believe in God, therefore I'm going to hell. It doesn't matter what I say.
He hates all us atheists.
Anyway.
You gotta talk too damn loud.
You're
yeah!
Absolutely.
Say anything sexy.
No, she's going to... Okay, oh. Are you ready to go? Hello? Skinny?
We've lost her.
Hey, no, she just made a sound.
Hello?
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 Hi. You ready to go or what?
Yeah. Okay.
Go.
One question. Okay. If you go to hell for, like, reading something from the Bible in a bad voice, what happens if you burn a Bible?
Okay, Skinny,
there's nothing in the Bible about going to hell because you burnt one by mistake.
Skinny, if you
be fine.
Skinny, if you read this thing, are you going to read this thing sexy, or are you going to do your best Valley Girl impersonation? Because that's
you're
cool.
Because
that's cool too. Even if you're like and like directional chaos and like everything, that would like rule. Okay,
that's so cool.
It'd be sweet. Okay.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Well, that's the one.
That'd be awesome. We should get Girl on Left doing that. Okay, so you're going to read something sexy or what?
Okay.
What?
Other than putting up with the Dutch virus writer who created the Anna Kournikova virus in jail, the mayor of this hometown wants to offer him a job. This clearly a capable young man. We can use people like him in our computer department.
There we go.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. We definitely need to get some close work done on that. I'm sure there'll be a lot of people willing to do the editing.
And we're going
to
steer
it. It's hard to make something about a computer virus sound sexy, so, you know.
Hey, it was about Anna Kournikova.
It's all about breathing and moaning once in a while.
Let's find out if she is successful. Is anybody in the room hard?
Right.
I'm not going to try and find that out.
Well, I'm married. So.
Sean doesn't get hard. He's married.
I no longer get hard. I'm married. All right. So say what the hell, babe.
I could probably do a lot better if I wasn't so nervous.
No, I know. We put you on the spot. I'm looking forward to seeing a preview next week. Can you do like a small chunk of it and send it into Zim?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm nervous right now, but like... I wasn't nervous, and I could get the whole talking soft and
okay.
Gently and all that stuff in there.
Okay, I can just imagine 14-year-old boys listening. Okay, never mind. I don't want to go there. All right.
Don't say
what the hell. I want to go home.
Oh.
Okay.
What the hell?
Bye. Did you hang up on her?
Yes.
Okay, goodbye.
Now it's just
okay. The fucking man saying goodnight.
You.
Good evening.
Yay!
Take a bow, Sean.
Oh my
farewell.
God.
I guess farewell from Ron and Medic. Take care, everyone, and play safe.
Goodbye from your old pal, Uncle Dak. And I just want to say one thing. I was in the bathroom. Now, you're going to take this as like an insult. And I don't mean it as an insult.
Towards Ronan Medic?
Towards Ronan Medic, okay. Yes. I was in the bathroom, and I heard Ronan Medic laugh. I love his laugh. It's like, I'm not one to talk. Okay. I've got like a Muttley Wee.
Where's this leading? You were in the bathroom. You heard him laugh.
No, I just heard his laugh. It's like
why are you thinking Barney yell in the bathroom?
It's like this Barney Rubble laugh. I love it.
Why were you laughing in the bathroom?
I was looking in the mirror.
Okay, good.
Did you tickle yourself somewhere special?
Yes, I did.
This is Girl on the Left, talking in her Valley Girl voice. Just because I feel like it.
Oh, that is so cool.
Like, whatever.
I dated a girl who went from being a normal human being to turned into a Valley Girl in 1 week.
Did you say goodbye, Professor? Did he?
Yeah, I did.
He was very quiet.
Good evening to you all.
Okay, excellent.
Thank you.
Go fight the forces
of
evil.
You're overshadowed by loud people, probably.
You're way too fucking polite.
Too polite for your own
good.
Need
to about triple your decibel value, then you might be able to compete with the general screeching and yowling goes on in this room.
I'm subtle.
You've got to work your way up.
It's the way to fight the forces of darkness.
And sneak up on him,
you
right?
You need to bring a shovel.
And Drexel.
And all of us.
Tripping on the cords.
All of us saying
nice,
goodbye.
Have a
good
nice week. Y'all come back now, here.
Yeah, here. And this is Sumerian. And we didn't get to everything that I wanted to get to, but...
What the Buckles is new?
Oh, I know. We have way too many things. And the feed fucked up again, of course. And all of that, but you'll hear it in the archives, as usual. And what
it's
do
the
we
only
have
way to listen to
fight
the show.
Music. It's the only way to listen to the show. You get that. You don't get the live experience, but you get the fight music. No.
you don't get the live fuck-ups.
But you get that nice feed didn't break in the middle of an interesting thing.
That's right.
You see, when you listen to me this way, I almost sound reasonable.
You guys can hear the fight music too, can't you? So, 6 days... 22 hours. 21 hours. Because we're, all
don't worry, Zombie. Nobody loves me either.
I love Zombie. I really do. The kid is great.
He's good for a laugh. Okay, and we're out of here. The internet is now under martial law. Oh, the sound is turned down.
We interrupt this program.
program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register somecompanysucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends' FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is nonconformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers running on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times. The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, the internet is safe to browse again.